Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission, coming to you all the way live and direct from Bremen, here in Germany. I left Cologne this morning, or this afternoon, should I say, and I'm here amongst Biafrans again. Germany is rising up and we welcome them. We like what we're seeing. We like what is happening in Germany. At last, this very big sleeping giant, or has been sleeping all this while, has now woken up. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra once again. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And also good night to some of you, especially to Biafrans and friends of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world. On this day, the 27th of December, in the year of our Lord 2013, we are welcoming you. Biafrans are here. One after the other, you hear from them, their names and where they come from as well. I have been joined by Barrister Man Mizu. Barrister is with me all the way from London, by a secure line, of course. And we are here to bring you news, views, opinions, commentaries, analysis regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. Biafra is not for me to get, not for the Desirable Board of Radio, Biafra, not for the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra. It's for everybody to join hands together to get it. Only those who are honest and truthful. It's not meant for criminals, those who will deceive you, those who will go out, come back and stab you in the back. No. This is Biafra we're talking about. We need honest, decent people. People who are transparent. As we say, we are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are whiter than white in any way you look at it, even whiter than snow itself in terms of our conduct and our approach to our struggle for survival as a people. That is why we do not intend to retreat, neither do we contemplate surrender, because for us it is either Biafra or death. No exile, no alternative, no joining of Nigerian politics, never. We are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. What we tell you, in fact, what we told in 2009 is what we're saying today. We'll say it and keep saying it until Biafra comes. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. Our lines will be open later on for everybody to make their contribution known, to ask whatever question they have in mind. They must ask it. And we shall answer it, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't sweep anything under the carpet. Because if we wash our dirty linen in secret and it's not clean, we wash it in the marketplace. And then it will be clean. Barrister is with me. Barrister, you will please start by acknowledging the wonderful presence of Biafrans in every part of the world, please. Some of them are here with me. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening. Good evening, all of you in Bremen. Thank you once again for acknowledging, accepting, looking after Director Nnamdi Kanu, the Director of Radio Biafra. Yesterday, he was in Cologne, and those guys fed him so much that the director even find it difficult to even speak. I hope you guys don't do the same today, please. Just give him a marginal kind of food. Don't overfeed him, because he represents a lot to us. If he can't talk, some of our enemies might come under him and creep in. We don't want that to happen. Director, whatever you eat, please remain sharp and remain focused.
I have to be.
So that you will be the captain to pilot us. Otherwise, we will sink, and we don't expect that in any way. My people, Biafrans, wherever you are, friends of Biafra, we take this opportunity to welcome all of you in today's edition, and of course, in today's broadcast. We thank you, we acknowledge you, we love all of you. Wherever you are, Biafrans, be proud of who you are, because Biafrans are unique among every other race. We have the intelligence, we have the capacity, we have the knowledge, we have the reliability that God has created us unique. It's only the enemies that put us into a situation where we are. Where we are today in Russia, in Moscow, wherever we are in China, we are running away from immigration. Once we have a home that flows with milk and honey, we need to go back home. We cannot be running away from what belongs to Biafrans. We have to stand up. We are very happy that the Germans are standing up and looking up to the struggle for Biafra. As I always say, please get your pen and papers. Please, once your phone or your call is taken, drop every device you're using, reduce it or turn it off completely. For you will go back and listen to your voice if you wish to do so. Once again, we thank all of you for the support you've given, for all the contributions you've made for us to purchase a transmitter worth over £100,000, and we are about to ship it home. All the contributions you are still making, still welcomed. Those who are sending computers, sending camera, sending laptops, we are so grateful, and all we hear is Biafrans, Igbos are not united. That is all rubbish. Because we have been united to buy a transmitter. We are united. The director is moving from Israel to Japan, Japan to Moscow, Moscow to Biafran land. And yet people are still saying we're not. Please, whatever you do, do not listen to Yoruba Hausa, Boko Haram media. We've got Radio Biafra to counteract all the rubbish they have been telling us that blue is white, white is yellow. We are here to suppress all those media forgery, all those media campaigns they have used all over the years to suppress and deceive our people. We are here to turn everything upside down, to readdress the issues. Wherever you are, as a Biafran, friends of Biafra, even the enemies of Biafra, stay tuned. Call in. We will answer any question you put before us. Christians, Hindus, wherever you are, we welcome you. All we know is Biafra is coming. Whatever we do, whatever we think, there is nothing like home. We are all slaves, wherever we are, until we get to Biafra land. Thank you, all of you. I stay tuned, Director.
Thank you very much. You're a good man. Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu, who is a barrister and attorney at law in England and Wales, United Kingdom, where I was coming to this place from. But we have to go home. Our land is Biafra, not Germany, not Russia, not South Africa, not Ukraine, not United States of America, not Canada, not United Kingdom, not Brazil, not Venezuela, not Mexico. We are not from Senegal. We are not from Australia. Neither do we come from India. We are not from Italy. We are not from Spain. All these places around the world is where we reside. Our home is Biafra. And that is why we are here today, in this very place in Bremen, to broadcast to the world about the redemption, about the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just any Biafra, not a Biafra that will look like Nigeria, no, God forbid. A very different Biafra. A Biafra without Osu. A Biafra where there will be no native doctor. No dibia whatsoever in Biafra land. No sorcery. No, none of that nonsense will ever happen again. We will dedicate ourselves to the worship of Chukwu Abiama. We will return the holiness of our land to its former glory. We are holy people. Most people don't know this, that the nonsense you see today is not Omenala. It's a corruption of our way of life. We are holy people, and that's where we're going, because we are Biafrans, and not only that, because this is Radio Biafra. There will not be any other group like us again, never. Anything we say, we do. That's the difference between us and our detractors. We are not going to change. We don't mind making enemy of 99% of Igbo people. But Biafra must come. The only thing you can do if you don't like what we're doing is to go and join the enemy. And then we kill you. You will die with them. Because we must prevail. If you like, you try, and you will see the outcome. The reason why we say this is so we can warn people about what is to come. When you speak to your children and your grandchildren, you will tell them that those people, they said something and they did it. That is how we want to be remembered. There's a man from my village. Thank you very much. I want to be free. Nigeria is illegal. Not Biafra. Nigeria is an illegal creation, because the destruction of the way of life of a people is a crime against humanity. To destroy a people, to destroy a culture of over 5,000 years and replace it with one with only 600 years is a crime against God. We must repudiate everything associated with Nigeria, everything that it stands for, those that made it, because if you call yourself a Nigerian, it means you are the creation of one man, Frederick Lugard. He is your God. If you see him, you bow before him. That is why we are very stupid and very hopeless all over the place, because we accepted that very nonsense, the existence of Nigeria, the zoological republic of Nigeria, created by a man. But it's expiring in the next few days. Is it 3 days now to go? It expires. As with every man-made product, Nigeria has an expiry date. Isn't that a shame? Has an expiry date. And we must make sure it truly expires on that very day. We shall continue very briefly, just your name and where you come from. We'll go around here, you'll give us your names and where you come from. Before we go on to bring our headlines and accompanying news summary, then we can take calls and you can ask any manner of question you like. This is your radio station. We brought it to you. You contribute to it. So you can no longer say that we don't know what they're doing with our money. Can you say that anymore? We are here with you now. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. When you speak from this very place we're in, from this very room, your voice will be heard all over the world. All over the world. You look at our systems. Nobody can do what we are doing. The reason why we do it is not because we are clever. It's because Chukwu Abiam is with us. Anything we touch, he blesses. That is why we can broadcast from any surface on this earth. And the world will hear our voice. And we will take their calls as well. Please, if you are listening, you must ask your friends and your family to go to www.radiobiafra.co. They must go to peopleofbiafra.org. They must go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. And they must download Radio Biafra app. If you have a smartphone here, you must do that. Download Radio Biafra app on your phone. If you go to Android Market, it's there. If you go to iTunes, it's there. I see most of you with smartphones, smart flashy phones. Go and download Radio Biafra. That is the only useful app you have on your phone, because that brings you the truth. Unadulterated truth. We must speak the truth. That is important, because Biafra will not come with a bunch of liars. Ask those that tried before. Biafra wa agbara. Biafra wa nnukwu agbara na oru. We lost the war because we were unholy people. We were evil men. How can you be calling people osu? You go to war with them. They're fighting beside you, side by side, and you expect to win. Is that possible? It's impossible. God created us all equal before him and before the laws of man. And that's what we're returning Biafra to. A nation of equality where Igbos, Ibibios, Efiks, Anangs, those from Ejo, our people from Ebanke, even those from Idoma, shall be one, equal before the law and before Chukwu Abiam. Nobody will take precedent over anybody else. Your merit is what determines your position in society, not who your father is or this type of stupid, hopeless connections you have. We are going to build something magnificent that even God himself will be proud of us eventually. You will now take the microphone starting from our leaders here in Bremen. You will give us your name and where you come from, because we are Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Just speak. It's okay. Okay. Sit down and speak.
Good evening, fellow Biafran. My name is Ikeja Tanekezie. I'm from Awamama in Biafra land. I'm residing in Bremen, the coordinator in Bremen here. I wish to thank you for getting together here today. And I wish to commend our director, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, Barisema Mezu, Mrs. Carol Monde.
Yes. Uche Mefo. Iketukwenyago. Ritanebuogo. Ngozi Mado.
And the editorial board of
Chukwu, your former.
I thank you for your insurmountable work that you are doing in coordinating greatly and immeasurably. It's not easy work in coordinating Abia France across the world, across the globe. This is a wonderful work. Bringing Abia France as one family, we have gathered here today as one family. That is insurmountable. But one thing I want to tell you guys here is Biafra has come and it must be. I want to make a reference of what Mr. or President of Zimbabwe, President Mugabe said.
We'll come to that later. Just your name and where you come from, you will come to that. You'll explain all these things to us when you go to do the analysis. Okay. But for now, we just need your name and where you come from. So we can go and give our listeners the headlines. Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Onyeka Shuku Ezemba, the PRO of Biafra in Germany. Most of you here know me. I welcome the great man himself. It's a big, great pleasure to meet you today, sir. I've been hearing about him. I've been working with him, but I haven't seen him as a person. Today we have seen each other. So I welcome you here in Bremen.
Thank you.
I welcome everybody here as well. And the listeners all over the world, stay tuned and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where is the other microphone? There is. We have another microphone. You use that to go around, please. Use it to go around. Let us start from somewhere. Use it to go around. Yes. Start from there. We need her name. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Josephine Onashiku, by the grace of God, a wife to a Biafran.
That's very good.
Very soon, I'll come to know more about it. And by the grace of God, unity we shall stand.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Kenneth Owa, a Biafran. I'm happy to be here this evening, and I wish this will be a dream that we will always accomplish. I'm from Mbano. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, and welcome to our amiable coordinator, Nnamdi Kanu. Welcome to our home.
Thank you.
My name is Hilda Angbari, or was, because I'm a Bayelsan, and by the grace of God, I'm married to a Biafran, Eze, an Imbise man. So, welcome you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And Bayelsa is also a Biafra anyway. You are married to an Imbise man. Yes, because you're a Biafran. Even more Biafran than I am. Please go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Charles Ubina Eze. I am from Umuizuo, Umuokreka, from Mayazumbise.
Umu what?
Limo State. Umuizuo, Umuokreka.
Put your microphone close to your
mouth. Umuizuo, Umuokreka.
Did you hear the name? Umuokreka. Do we have Okreka somewhere in the so-called south?
Yeah.
Umuokreka.
River State.
So that goes to prove that we are all related. People keep dividing us. But now we have Radio Biafra, you see. So they can't lie to us anymore. I like where you come from. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, people. Thank you, Biafrans all over the world listening. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I like the name of your village. I like it. That is, you see what we say, name your village. We can learn something from it. So anybody that comes from Okreka, we know where they got the name from, where they came from. Please.
Thank you, the people of Biafra. My name is Asado Michael Brown, living in Bremen. I'm from Enugu State, Onsuka, Enugu State, Nigeria.
Biafra land.
Better.
Good evening, the good people of Biafra. The authority, Paulie Angunobi, is my name. I reside in Bremen. I am from Umuakago, Nso, in Ehimembano, local government, Imo State. Yeah, it's good that all of us are here, Biafra land, anyway. It's good that all of us are here to be educated over the struggle, to convince us, to motivate us, so that we will be able to believe in that struggle. And I will be very, very pleased to get that motivation and then be able to convince me on where and how we can achieve it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra. My name is Kingsley Arinze from Uluagun Newe.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Bremen. My name is Edith Nibe. I'm from Omoli Subonkwem in Imo State, I'm very, very glad that Biafra as a nation has come to stay and exist, and I'm very glad that that it has become a reality. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Eric Uchechukwu Ekemezie. I'm from Afara, Mbitolu, in Imo State, Biafra.
My goodness me.
I'm Afara, very, very
Afara in Mbitolu. I thought I'm the only person from Afara in the world. That's very good. I'm happy to hear that Afara is an Mbitolu as well. I thought our name is unique. Yes. You know, our country used to be called Biafra, B-I-A-F-A-R-A. I will tell you in a minute. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world who are tuned. Yeah, my name is Emeka Udeze. I'm from Newi. I'm on Wadiana no Mudim na Uzobi in the Bechukuzubelum. Ine Nanyeba all about Megojuku. We go akuko no Yuhu Central School. Nazubozuku. So I went to my primary school behind Ojuku's compound. And I'm a born Biafran, actually, naturally. I grew up to be a Biafran, and during my primary school, I hated Nigerian soldier. Because whenever I enter Ojuku's compound to pick fruits, in that very big compound, our enemy, Nigerian soldiers, they will chase us with their gun. If we don't leave, they will shoot. So then you can imagine the hatred I have for Nigerian soldier. And such enslavement that Biafrans entered, and we are still struggling. That is why I am here in Bremen today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. And it's my pleasure and glad to be here in Bremen, to be part of this wonderful moment with Radio Biafra. My name is Nadezie Stanley. I'm from Abombise in Biafra land. Ndewone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The next person.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Okafo Chukwudi. I welcome our director, who came from all the way from London.
Thank you.
We are here today to put us together to find a lasting solution to bring this our land, Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. From here, Bremen, we say good morning wherever you are. And good afternoon, depend wherever you are. My name is Oliver Emeka Nwoked, the son of late John Okek Nwoked, ex-Biafran soldier. So, be welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm Cynthia Olichi Amakri. I live here in Bremen. I'm assisting Sister Florence Nkechi, Women Coordinator in Germany. And I come from Umuhu Ezido in Ezinitembise. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is that where your husband comes from?
No, my husband is from Abidjan.
From Abidjan?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You've done very well. You know where you come from, which is wonderful. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Gaius Scott Power. I come from Eziobodo in Owerri, Imo State. And I live here in Bremen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes.
Good evening, good morning, or good evening, wherever you are. This is the voice of Mr. Onachuku from Bremen. I live in Bremen as a pastor. I come from Newi Umudim. In Ezokarum, Obi of Ezokarum, second Obi of Umudim. I want to use this media to say that my father died in the struggle of the Biafra, Joseph Onachukwu, and I could not easily forget the day I was coming from market in the front of Ojukwu House, that Nigerian armies brought us down and flogged us for no reason. Just asked us to come out from the car and then start flogging us. I could not forget Ibe to Kratos was asked to roll in the water, Nigeria army, and flog him for no reason. They cut trees and destroyed some things in our backyard. I thank God that this is coming my own generation. And I pray my father died in this struggle, that I will not die. I will see this struggle to the end.
Amen.
I agree to you people. Biafra.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, regardless of wherever you are on this planet we call Earth, you should be listening to Radio Biafra as long as you go to our website or any of our listening posts. I understand that due to so much traffic, the radiobiafra.co is a bit shaky. Please tell your friends to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to Indigenous People of Biafra, which is who we are, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to download Radio Biafra app. Should you wish to join our conversation later, there is a number to call. That number is +491521894771, and I repeat, +491521894771. Or you can join us via Skype by adding Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. All you need to do is to call us. We don't need to accept your friendship. All you need to do is to call us. Given that our website is a bit shaky because of the volume of people going there to listen, over 3 million people are listening. All of you that mentioned your names now, over 3 million people, you'll be surprised that somebody from your village will be lucky to get through and say, I know who is there. We welcome you wherever you are once again on this very day, the 27th of December in the year of our Lord, 2013. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting today the type of news they will not carry anywhere else, that Boko Haram has given Jonathan an ultimatum. If you want peace, according to Boko Haram, you must make Nigeria a Sharia country. Boko Haram is telling you, convert to Islam or they kill you. That is the news. And people still ask us stupidly and hopelessly, why do you want Biafra? Insecurity is part of the Northern agenda, as 2 billion naira worth of Biafran money and 2 billion naira is inadequate as they claim for Northeast security. They have voted 2 billion naira for Northeast security and they said they want more. This is money meant to go and settle Boko Haram. 2 billion. And they said it's not enough. West governors are saying, Yoruba people are just incredible, aren't they? They're crying of marginalization. Isn't it funny? Anytime a non-Yoruba person is in charge, Yorubas are now marginalized people. These are the ones deporting us from Lagos. Nobody who is marginalized can be a deporter of people, because you should be somewhere crying over your marginalization, not finding the time, the energy, and the strength to go and look for people to deport to Onitsha Head Bridge. They are crying over marginalization because the tide is about to turn completely in 4 days' time. Nigeria ceases to exist as a legal entity. If we decide to obey the law after the 31st, it's because we have chosen to do so, because we are naturally law-abiding people. But Nigeria is coming to an end. We must make sure it is buried this time around, never to rise again. kick him when he is down. Jonathan's exchange with Obasanjo is indecent, according to APC, those that sponsored Obasanjo to be talking nonsense. Criminals, people must listen very carefully to this news. Criminals occupy federal government ministries, departments, and agencies, according to Dasuki. Not Radio Biafra. Maybe some of our doubting Thomases can now listen when we tell them that Nigeria is criminalized from top to bottom. And now the news in detail. The militant Islamic group Boko Haram, which has been responsible for much of the insecurity in Nigeria due to its spate of bombings and attacks on security forces, has sent an email to major news outlets worldwide, signed by its spokesman Abu Kaka, to say that there will be no peace in Nigeria until there is total implementation of Sharia in the country. Adamawa State Governor Murtala Nyako yesterday decried 2 billion Naira federal government proposed budget for security in the northeast. This is a region that produces nothing for the coffers of the zoo. The region has been facing the Boko Haram insurgency for over 4 years. He said it was appalling that the federal government could only increase the budget when it proposed more than the amount or less on less important things, according to Nyako, who addressed reporters in Yola, who noted that the 2 billion Naira budget proposal showed the unserious stance of the Goodluck Jonathan administration to tackling security in the north region. President Jonathan, on December the 3rd in Gombe, announced that his administration will provide a special intervention package for the northeast to stimulate its economy following the destruction of property and residents' livelihood. It was learned that in the 2014 budget, the federal government provided 2 billion naira under the service-wide vote as counterpart funding for the northeast. As the presidency is addressing claims of marginalization in federal appointments by the Southwest Yoruba people, not Southwest, the zone, this time around Yorubas, may be facing a new form of discrimination going by the proposed details in some ministries in 2014 budget. A breakdown of new projects proposed by the Federal Ministry of Water Resources, which was obtained by the Nigerian Tribune, showed the Southwest largely neglected in the allocation of the projects compared with other 5 geopolitical zones. Analysis of capital projects of about 30 billion naira proposed by the ministry showed that 3 zones of the north, taking the lion's share of over 80% of a ministry's budget, 80% spent in the north, Nugawasa. While the 3 southern zones competed with 20%, of which Southwest had less than 2% of over 30 new irrigation projects proposed in the 2014 budget. Only 2 were allocated to the Southwest. They are budgeting over 30 billion for water. Can anybody tell us any place on this earth where water is running in the zoo? Do you know of any town or city where there is running water? I'm asking a question. Do you know of any place in the zoo where there is running water in any town? This year they are voting in 30 billion. Last year it was the same amount. Where is that money? There is no running water. Yet they have Ministry of Water Resources. Do you see why we need to get Biafra so quickly so we can go back to our language? Because my understanding of water and resources is million and one water. Is there any water running anywhere in the zoo? Lies and deceit. Lies and deceit. There seems to be no end to the controversy sparked by the exchange of letters between President Goodluck Jonathan and former President Olusegun Obasanjo. The opposition All Progressives Alliance joined the row again yesterday, saying Dr. Jonathan's response to Obasanjo's letter is indecent and has diminished the presidency. The party said the president would have merely explained its position on the issues raised in Obasanjo's letter, rather than to resort to tantrum throwing. Also, yesterday the PDP said it could not intervene in the matter because it is not a party affair. That is what is happening in the zoo. The statement credited to Mohamed Sambo Dasuki, retired national security advisor, that many people with criminal antecedents occupy strategic positions in various federal government ministries, departments and agencies is troubling. Dasuki, through Laiwola Lasheinde, director policy and strategy of the NSA, spoke at a one-day workshop on the importance of security awareness drills in contemporary Nigeria, organized by the Special Services Office, SSO, in Abuja. The NSA was unsparing when he affirmed, "We want to make sure that people of dubious character are not employed." In some areas, this is what they're saying, Nigeria, before idiots ask us, why do you want Biafra? The NSA, I will repeat, was unsparing when he affirmed, "We want to make sure that the people with dubious character are not employed in some areas." You find out that people have committed crimes, and once they have criminal background, they are likely to perpetrate death. I am not saying it that it applies in all cases, but majority of the cases before me. So the government, especially the security agencies, want to make sure that each agency does its own in-house screening to screen out undesirable people. That means that Nigeria will have nobody in government then. They are all unscrupulous and killers. You hear what I said? Somebody who has committed crime, like Babangida, you bring him back and make him president of Nigeria. What do you want him to do? He'll kill all of you. There will still more. Look at Buhari. Look at all of them. Look at Abdul Salami Abubakar. With two custom checkpoints, if you clear your goods, he'll take your money. You go down the road 5 meters, he'll take another money from you. The one in the port is called customs. The one on the road is called federal customs. One is customs. One is Nigerian customs. The other one is federal customs. And people are telling me that monkeys are not better than those that inhabit that place. Monkeys are better. Have more respect for them. Do you see why we face discrimination all over the world and insult and humiliation? Because if I'm a white man, I'm looking at you, you're coming to me to ask me for a job. And you don't know how to provide simple running water for yourself. I won't employ you. You people are very, very lucky. If I'm the type of person in the Western Europe, I will not allow myself to come in. You go there and wallow in ignorance and stupidity of unimaginable proportion. You vote 30 billion for water supply. There is no running water in any city. Today, Boko Haram is telling you to your faces, and they mean it, because the Arabs are bringing them weapons. And here we are begging to send transmitter home. Somebody is asking questions. Tell me what you want to do with it. Hajjunde Aranaji. What are you going to do with the transmitter? When Arabs are busy flying in weapons, when they go to mosque and they contribute money in the mosque to go and buy weapons to kill you, to convert you to Islam, you're busy having party in Europe and in Asia. Unbelievable, our people. Boko Haram is here. You want me to read in this again so you understand it very well? What Boko Haram has in store for you. We told you they came to Islamize you. Rocha Sokorocha is their agent. They wanted to use Ngigam. We stopped them in Anambra. People must understand that. It's important that they accept it. I will now go to Barrister Mamezu. Please, Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. You may proceed. I need your analysis because you are getting a bit impatient. I can hear my own voice from your side. Maybe it was a very subtle sign that you want to come in.
Director, I mean, the one that is most intriguing is the inbox to Jonathan by Boko Haram, telling him of, that is, putting it to him that he must bring in Sharia law. So, we are now Hausas. We are now Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram. You see, it pains me a lot that some of our people wallow inside ignorance. They don't know where they're coming from. They don't know where they're going. Because most of them are being employed. And of course, every month they are paid 1,000 plus, 2,000 plus. And they're happy with that. They don't know that Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba are killing our people. Let's take, for example, Director. These people are not killing our women. Opening their womb, killing small babies, setting them alight, beheading women. We will say, all right, Islam, Muslim is a beautiful religion. Let's all join in order to be at peace. But the unfortunate thing is, they are killing our people. They are forcing you to go into their religion. Not only that, they are coming into our lands, Ebonyi State, Akwa Ibom, Anambra, Enugu, Imo State, Abia State, River State. All of them are coming there. But they are burning down all the churches in their own lands, in their own states. Our people are running scared. Now, Boko Haram is telling Goodluck Jonathan to bring Sharia law or something else. And we are telling Goodluck Jonathan to declare Biafra, nothing will happen to him. I was going through Facebook this morning. There is a pastor this man was kneeling down with all his members. He was saying, if Nigeria has to break, let it break. And if he has to divide, let it divide. This man went ahead to say, some of the Igbos who want to remain in Hausa land should stay there because they are building their houses in Netherland. He asked, have you ever seen a Hausa man building any house in Igbo land? Or have you seen a Yoruba man building a house in Igbo land? But we are so stupid and gullible. We believe in money. An Igbo man will go and build houses in Abuja. Even while the bomb is falling on his head, he is prepared to pay for another portion of land because all we are after is money. And that's why they're always having a go at us, that Igbo man likes money. But we don't like money more than the Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba, Boko Haram, because all of them are there at the helm of affairs. They have stolen billions. Is it Shagari? Is it Buhari? Is it Gowan? Is it Dangote? Babangida? Or is it Tulumbu? Or Obasanjo himself, who has been stealing from 1976 up till date. He's still interested in power. But the Igbo people are just licking some little crumbs from their table. Money comes from your land. Oil comes from your land. And you're worshipping the houses. Because they are violent. Because they will kill you. You possess the same hand, the same brain. If they kill you, kill them back. That is what Biafra is all after now. We are no longer into panicky, into romantic words, into God will help. God will take care of. God will take charge. We are no longer into all those rubbish. You do me now, I will do you. Mosaic law. Because the more you are running away, the more they are after you. It's like when a dog saw you and the dog is after you, start running. The dog will pursue you. Stand and face the dog. You see that the dog will... Even a lion is after you. Once you stop and face the lion will go back. I will urge my people to do the same. Do the same. They have tried all the cool to intimidate Goodluck Jonathan. The Yorubas are crying fouls. How many days? Because Obasanjo's wings has been clipped, the Yorubas are crying foul, saying they have been marginalized. Marginalized for where? The whole job in Yoruba land. If you don't speak Yoruba, you're not Yoruba man, you will not be employed. They will not employ you. Now the Igbos are always at the fringe of every affair. We are seen as third-class citizens. That's where we are. But whatever fate Nigeria is coming from the Biafran land, all the resources, gas, oil, name it, is coming from Biafran land. But the Hausas are there. They have their political wings. The Boko Haram, who will give instruction? Obasanjo will tell Goodluck Jonathan do this. Boko Haram are telling Goodluck Jonathan do this. The Yorubas and the Hausas are the ones who own that Nigeria. We are not part of that bloody Nigeria. We are Biafrans. What Nigeria has never worked, it will not work. It's up to Jonathan now. He's getting threats from all over the place. Buhari says if he doesn't get there by 2015, all hell will get loose. Babangida has given his own threat. Tomorrow they turn around and say the Igbos are not together. The houses are there together. Buhari is asking something. He wants to rule. Babangida is asking. He wants to rule. The Yorubas and Tinubu and Obasanjo, when did the Yorubas love Obasanjo? And yet their media will tell you the Igbos are not together. Foolish Igbos, you will accept what they are telling you. We are more united than both the Yorubas and Hausas. Forget about the marginalization, forget about the civil war. It's because of the Yoruba Hausa media. That was the reason why everything they tell the Igbos, we accept it. Who says we are not united? Who says we are not together? The rector is in Bremen now. He was there in Frankfurt. He was there in Cologne. They received him. He never met these people before. They are feeding him and giving him food. The Biafrans donated over 100,000. I don't know them. They never met me. They don't know the director. But they trusted him and produced this amount of money. We bought a transmitter waiting to go home. The Igbos, the Biafrans are still donating fast machines, laptop, screen, camera. They don't know me. They don't know director, but they are doing it. And yet, Yoruba Hausa and Boko Haram media will tell you the Igbos are not the same. They are not together. And yet, we buy it. Shame on us. It's about time we stand up. We have Radio Biafra and we are trying to tell our own stories. The Yorubas are crying for nothing. It's not even yet time. I've told Goodluck Jonathan, do not relinquish that power. The APC have told you, resign. I've never seen a sitting president who has not, his time is not even reached. They are telling him to petition his signature. He to petition his resignation. They want him to resign while the man is still sitting. Obasanjo was there for 13 years. Babangida was there for how long? Over 10 years. Is it Buhari? Is it Atiku? All of them were there. Dangote is the only Hausa man who has the exclusive right to be employing cement and importing cement from Calabar. Dangote is not a Calabar man. He's not a Biafran. But only him can import cement. Our people stand aside and watch. When we get our containers into Yoruba land, a person will seize it and give one of them to his people. Shame on the Biafrans who are still standing aside and looking and waiting, thinking when God will come from heaven and then say, hey, it's time to wake up. But of course, Radio Biafra, we are not waiting for all those time. We have started it. Biafra has 4 days to ignite its power because Nigeria will expire very soon. Lord Lugard, some people call him, we call him here on Radio Biafra, Lugard. He's a Scottish man. He says, at the end of from 2014 to 2013, which is 100 years, that Nigeria should go their separate ways. When the authority here in the United Kingdom told him to amalgamate these people, Lugard told them that these people are not the same. Culture is not the same. Their attitude is not the same. Lugard wrote all these things and told the authority here in the United Kingdom, there is no need putting these two people together. It will not work. They're still asking to make all of us together. Different culture, different religion, and different attitudes. Out of his own goodness, he says, well, this is an experiment. Let everybody go to their home at the end of 100 years, which is coming on the 31st of December, 4 days from now. And anybody who is attempting to extend this particular contract that has expired, God visit him and his family. Director, it's about time you take over. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we must welcome you. We are in Bremen, in Germany. We are broadcasting to the whole world from this very place. we must welcome you once again. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can get us via Radio Biafra app. Please, it's important that you, any noise you make is picked up by the machine. Please, no conversation. No conversation. We must be disciplined, please, if you may. Right now, we must allow you to make your own comments so that the world may hear what you're making of what we are presenting to you today. I will start with the people here. The microphone is there, please. Maybe from this very place, if you can pick up a microphone. And as part of the leadership, you give it to our coordinator to speak. No, the other microphone, please. To speak, to tell us what they have in mind for Biafra in Bremen. You must give us an assessment of what is happening in Bremen and how you intend to support this very struggle that we are backing up on. Please go ahead.
Hello, hello. Hello. Biafrans in Bremen and Biafrans across the world. All I want to tell you is we are ready to support Biafra in any way we can. All these stories...
He's talking. Go ahead. No, he's talking. It's okay.
All what we want to assure the world is Biafra has come to stay. We got our transmitter. We got our radio Biafra. That is the canon folder for us. Transmitter we have that we are about to send to Africa, that is our panacea. That is our soldier. That is our military. At least a lot of people now could be convinced. We have heard what the news all about today. We have heard a lot of things happening. We should not relent. We must march forward. We must, in Bremen here, form a formidable front. What others are doing in the north, in the south, in the southern part of the world, in Europe here, in other part of the world, we must do it. If they have promised to surrender their lives, we have to surrender our own. If they have promised to bring millions to get Biafra, we have to do it. That is our land. A lot of you have individual cases. What happened? At least that should be our cannon fodder. That should be our strength. Let me refer you what Mugabe said when he was fighting for his people in Zimbabwe independence. He said, a freedom fighter cannot accept no from imperialists. A freedom fighter can only accept yes from imperialists. Our agitation is against imperialism. It's against colonialism. It's against injustice. Against victimization. Against embargo. Levied on us politically, socially, and otherwise. When you look back home in Biafra land, you see that we don't even have a government presence. We cannot boast of anything. You have heard what happened, what is happening to our people. When you bring a container from across the world to Nigeria, you pay many times custom this, state custom, federal custom, local government custom. Because we don't have even a wharf in Africa, in Biafra. We don't have Biafra. Anything. We don't have the president. Even our problem, even the greatest things the aviation minister did for us is to give us that airport. And that has been the problem in Nigeria today. And that is the reason that woman they have been firing this woman from across everywhere. Because of that important, that insurmountable thing that she did for Africa. Or she did for Biafra. My dear brother, I am the coordinator in Bremen, and I want to show you that I will do my work as a coordinator. The best I feel I can do, I will do it. And I want to promise you that no matter what, no matter how little, no matter how it may be, let us do it. And let us form this Biafra. Let us make this Biafra a reality. That even our generations, even all the children that we are born here, we will have home, will have hope, will not even be witnessing what we are witnessing today. You have a German passport, but when you get there, when you give police, when police stop you, you give give your passport, you first of all laugh at you. You know you didn't belong to, you didn't belong to them. You are not among them. They just gave it to us just to for formality sake. They didn't give it to us. We are the same. No. He didn't do it like that. So my dear friends, please do whatever you know you can to make this this agitation achievable. Do it, and I will promise you, as your coordinator in Bremen, I will do what I can on my own part. Thank you.
Thank you. You've spoken very well, excellently well. That is how coordinators should speak. Very, very well. You've spoken very eloquently, and I welcome it completely, and so does the Biafran family all over the world. We are in over 60 countries. The same way you're gathered here in Bremen, in 60 countries around the world, people are doing the same thing. They're gathering, discussing it, so you're not alone. We are creating the largest family known to mankind because we are Biafrans. When you see somebody in your village, you know this uncle and auntie thing is a new thing. You say Onya Ude them, Onya Wanem Mwoke, Mo Wanem Wanye. Did you hear what I said? We are all the same people. If I see anybody from Ibeku anywhere around Omwahia, I will say this is my brother or my sister. Wanem Wokem or Wanem Wanye. If I go to Aba, anybody from Omwahia becomes one name worker or one name one. If I travel to Lagos, anybody from Biafra land becomes your brother or your sister. And that is how it goes on and on and on. We don't know anything like uncle, sister, or aunt, or niece. One name worker or one name one. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I right? We are one family. And that's what we are recreating right now. Even this place we are gathered in Bremen, on Rubenwan Nabalosa, it is our duty, those of us abroad, to save those at home. Because we have what is called vantage position. You are where there is running water, electricity, good transport network, where things are working. They are where things are not working. How can you expect people who are where things are not working to determine the fate of people who are where things are working? Does it make any sense? The only reason why we were colonized was because the Europeans came with superior intellect and reason. Who got independence for Nigeria? Where did they study? Abroad, is that correct? You need to study abroad to come to save the nonsense that is within. Those at home cannot see. They are blinded by poverty, by greed, and by compromise. You call Ojo Zokalo your leader. He goes to Sokoto, and they give him to one Alhaji to sleep with him in Sokoto. They hand him over to the one in Kano. After using him, they send him to one in Sokoto, in Guzo and Zungeru. And then he comes back and says, I'm an Igbo elder and chief. And people are like, Anachi Anyochi. These people, you must be daft. Have you ever heard before that the Sultan of Sokoto came to Igbo land? I'm asking you a question. Has the Sultan ever come to Igbo land? Has the Oni of Ife ever come to Igbo land? Have you even heard of the Oba of Benin, living Benin, before? He doesn't get anywhere. The Oba, I have so much respect for the Benin throne. So much regard for that very, very institution. The Oba doesn't go anywhere. Do you know Jonathan came to his palace, he said no, he won't see him? Can you imagine, not Jonathan, who is the gateman at Asorok? Can you imagine the gateman at Asorok coming to Igbo land? Everybody will kill to go see the gateman of Asorok. Because we don't value who we are and what we represent. It is a challenge tonight. Anybody that says that we are not one, she will tell me what you call somebody from your village when you meet them outside your hometown? Dead or dada, one name worker or one name one. Very simple. We are one people, and that is where we are going back to. You must all remember that. That is why this Biafran agitation is a family affair. We are all one. What affects you affects me. If we don't have that mindset, we can never succeed. They asked the great army of Sparta, why is it that they are so formidable in battle? And their king told them it's because they have a way they fight. It's called the phalanx system. Exactly. They are so bound together that somebody can die in their formation. You will not know until the battle is over. Because you cannot break them. Regardless of what you bring, you cannot smash them. You cannot penetrate because of how they are bound together. Not somebody going to look for Rocha Sokolocha, looking for political appointment, meaning a freedom fighter. A freedom fighter, you're asking for the price of cement and sand. Air conditioner or a girl. Freedom fighter. You're building hostels and hotels. A freedom fighter with a wardrobe. You have time to starch your shirt, a freedom fighter. In a mustache. You're a petty rogue, petty criminal. That's who you are. They have insulted the name Biafra. They have insulted our flag, using our flag to go and do kidnapping. We will take our flag from them. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to us. And because our hands are clean, and because you people have listened, we have called and you have responded, because you recognize that the salvation must come from abroad. That is where we are going to succeed. Nothing more, nothing less. Very simple truth. These lines are here. They are open to anybody to call. We don't know who is calling. Anybody can call. Ask yourselves, why don't they call? If we are lying, our lines are open, why don't they call? Only one question I will ask them. Have you seen earthworm before? I grew up in the village. We used to play, we used to put salt on earthworm. How many of you did that here? Maybe when you came on holidays. When you come back, we'll be teaching you when you come back from holidays. We're in the village. We didn't get anywhere. I didn't know what was conflicts or Quaker oath, no. But Angrangogari and Jibwacha, yes, fine. That is correct. We know all those things. If you touch an earthworm with salt, it begins to act funny. That is what truth does to liars. Ask them to call Radio Biafra. Not sending people, no. Call. If you call, you announce who you are. If we don't pick your call, go to Facebook and write and say, I am calling Radio Biafra. Very important. We'll call you back. But you guys, you tell the world what it is that we have done wrong, because we are without blemish. None whatsoever. If you're strong enough, you come online and take us on a debate. I'm going to debate you. This is Radio Biafra. Who else wants to speak before we open our lines, please?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you can ask questions.
You can ask questions, yeah, of course.
Ask questions, please.
No, take the other one, please, and give to him. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My first question is, if it happened that maybe next year now we have Biafra, do we have any government or any people that we take over?
Yes. Very simple. Some of you are working abroad, isn't it? Are you not working here?
Working,
yeah. So what do you think it takes to run a government? And what is it like a government?
Administration.
Yeah?
Administration.
For you to find a way, let me tell you something. For you to find a way to leave home, to come to Germany and to survive in a hostile territory, to find work, to normalize your papers, means you have ingenuity in your head. It's not easy. Not everybody can do that. So you have already what it takes to run a government. Please, we do have men and women of honor and integrity to run. Not like now, if you think running government is going to manage budget, then you're wasting your time. Because every contract will be published, subject to public tender, given notice, 29 days notice on newspapers. Everything costed down to the penny. We know how much it costs for a trip of sand. So if we ask you to build a road that will take 60 trips of sand, you give us estimate for 100 trips, then you go to prison for lying. We want to build something spectacular, not rubbish. We have men and women who will serve. Thank you very much for that question. Anybody else? Any other question? Yes, please. Give them, if you have questions, give us your name anyway before I ask your question. Yes. Okay.
The authority, Paulie, I'm going to be from Umakagunsu. My question now is, I want to know actually, I've been hearing about Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, is it the communicator for the body that is trying to reach out to the people? Or, like Kajetan is the coordinator of is it Radio Biafra or some other thing else? The entity, okay?
Biafra's in Bremen.
What's the name?
Biafra's in Bremen.
Biafra's in Bremen, that is one.
Not Radio Biafra in Bremen.
Yeah, that's what I want
Biafra's
to do.
Biafra's in Bremen.
Yes, because the two things interwove, I don't know. Then my next question is, we've been mentioning and talking about the role, you know, Jonathan has been, you know, putting in the problems he has been encountering, the insult he has been receiving, meaning that Jonathan is on the positive side. It's not a problem. But I want to know the connectivity. Like in the recent time, the president announced a kind of the formation of a national conference. I don't know if he put...
Confab, yes.
Yes, Confab. I don't know if he put sovereign there.
There's no sovereign, no.
Okay. If it's not there...
But it's subject to referendum, though.
This is what I want to know. Like, luckily, the 1914 to 2014 is the 100 years that we are getting to the expiry date of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, so to speak. Let's say, okay, the formation of what we are doing now is not just a child of circumstance, but I want to know the connectivity we have, whether we have actually communicated the Confab Commission to make sure that this body, this Biafran body, is being represented in that confab or conference, because I still believe that in a struggle like this, like I mentioned unity before, because if a house is divided, if a house is divided in itself, it will be difficult to get what we want, because this thing we are doing now, so to speak, is like a legion. If the people that are, you know, fighting for this struggle goes off by whatever form, the ones under will continue. I think that's what I mean by legion. It's a continuous process. So I want you to let me understand actually the efforts you people have made to get connected to the presidency, as to be represented, as to get our representation in that confab, so to speak, because I believe in peaceful struggle. So that if we are delivering a message, sometimes I still believe that there are messages you can deliver, though you may be flexible in approach but firm in objective, so that there wouldn't anger. We will not always show the anger until we get where we will show the anger. I mean, when we are passing the message, I would want a situation that we get to the people to pass the right message, put anger aside, so that when we sit on that round table there, if we are given that chance by the presidency or the president or whoever that is in power, who will be able to show the anger on that table? What efforts have you made in order to get there? This is the kind of struggle I like, so that we will be part of the people that will discuss this situation and get what we want. If it comes to become sovereign confab, that will be super. So that we get it at peace, because Mahatma Gandhi believes in fighting without violence. That man should be the idol to Martin Luther King Jr. I think Mahatma Gandhi is his idol, and the idol of Obama is this same man. So it goes, getting there peacefully, flexible in approach, firm in objective, we get what we want. I think that's what I want to know, how far you've gone to get connected to that.
Thank you.
To the president.
Thank you very much. We've gone very far. As I said, we have written to these people. That is number one. But number two, and very critical, give the microphone to the lady, please. I'll come to her in a second. You want to speak first? Yeah, I'm going to answer it before, but just give her the microphone. I'll answer the question. Madam, I will come to you in a second. You said something about, let's start from Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi is not a pacifist. There's a difference between peaceful agitation for something and being a pacifist. Mahatma Gandhi eventually believed in violence. It was when they were marching down to go and get their arms to fight the British that the British gave up. Go and read it very, very carefully. Any representation of Gandhi as a docile pacifist is historically flawed. It is not correct. Martin Luther King was not a pacifist. Martin Luther King led violent demonstrations. Martin Luther King asked his followers to defile the laws of the land for the agitation to be given the necessary credence it deserved. That is one historical fact. Nobody does freedom fighting by saying peace, peace, peace. Your enemies will keep treating you bad and you keep coming to places like this to come and live for the rest of your life. It doesn't work anywhere, even in the kingdom of God in heaven. Satan is always every day trying to get in. Angel Gabriel and Angel Michael, are they not fighting? With sword to defeat the forces of darkness. So this idea that you can sit at home, as Owasrika was deceiving us, sit in the bush, sit in the forest, sit on top of the tree, you get Biafra, is pure bunkum. It's rubbish, it's nonsense, historically impossible to replicate anywhere else on this earth. You talked about unity. Who do you want us to unite with? Masop? So you want me to invite Al Mustafa to come to Bremen with me next time? Or Mohammed Abacha? Eh? Is there, you want to tell Mohammed Abacha? Eh? Or you want me to bring APC to come here? Did APC not say, this is the people of Wazirika are supporting? I'll read it again. The militant Islamic group Boko Haram with picture of Buhari. Who supports Boko Haram? Who's funding Boko Haram?
Buhari.
Which party is Buhari in?
APC.
Which party is Wazirika supporting?
APC.
You want us to be with them?
What?
So they will poison all of you before you go to that meeting, that confab. Tosa tosa. Okay, on one. They put it in your drink. You drink and you die. We come there and eat Mkwobi, and that'll be the end of you. We don't want to make that type of silly mistake. Anybody supporting APC, anybody supporting anybody within APC, cannot participate in this struggle. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Not by the back door. How nonsensical way, KCMIA, for 43 years. You know what I mean? Have you not played Nigerian politics for 43 years? They asked Ojukwu to come back. He did. They said, join MP and everything will be better. He did. They said, oh, don't worry. That thing you didn't get then, you can get it through this means. For where? It didn't happen. Deception. Did Ojukwu win? Oh, no, don't worry. There's another way. Let's go to Abuja and get our share. One Yoruba senator stood up and took our oil at Agulere and gave it to Kogi State. The rest sat down. They couldn't speak English. When the time came, but they'll come to your village and you make the maturals from one, Obi in Abuja. I asked you a question here, the implications of which none of you has been able to digest. Have you seen the Sultan of Sokoto in Aligbo before? Have you ever seen the Emir of Kano in your land before? Have you seen the Oba of Benin? Have you seen the Oni of Ife? But your own leaders, Mwabeze, they live in Lagos. They live in Abuja, prostituting themselves somewhere kwana kwana. Everywhere, all over the place. They say they are grown up men, they deserve respect. How can I respect you when you don't respect yourself? As a man, at your age, you should be living in your father's compound. People come there to pay you homage.
Yes.
Not living at a buta meta. Like a diseased harlot doesn't know where she's going to. It's a disgrace to us. We don't have shame anymore. There's no more shame. Anywhere your Tobere girl will be fooling ourselves. But thank God for Radio Biafran. Thank God for Biafrans, especially those of you who are here in Bremen. You are different from the rest of them. You are Biafrans. You don't belong to any group. Somebody was asking, what is the name? No, we don't have a group. We are Biafrans. We are not Masop. We are not Bilie. We are not BZM, LLM, CGD. No, rubbish. We are Biafrans. That is why you are all seated here. You have a coordinator here. Any concern you have about the struggle, you tell him, he'll relate to the hierarchy. And we do it. This is your radio station. You fund it. It belongs to you. To say, I cannot one day decide. If I decide not to broadcast tomorrow, what will you do? You get somebody else now to replace you, isn't it? Eh? Another person will come and do it now. Even the small baby will take over. This race is unstoppable. Write it on a piece of paper. Nobody's going to stop us. If you stand in front of us, you will fall. Not by our might. But this time around, we have seen how we offended God, and we've amended it. Slight amendment. Please, my dear sister, go ahead.
Good evening once again. My name is Olichia Maikri. Please, I'm going to ask the question because I was trying to speak to somebody, preach to somebody about Biafra, and the person asked me one funny question which I could not be able to answer. I promise that I will answer the question directly to the director today, please. Because the person asked me that, okay, now Nigeria is going to end in 3 days' time, and we are talking about Nigeria, Eagles, Super Eagles, that they are going to World Cup. Are they going there as Nigeria, or are they going to go there as what? Because they believe that they are going to disqualify them. So I don't know. I said I couldn't answer the question. Please, thank you.
They will go there as Nigeria. It doesn't matter. And as a brother, it does not really matter, but they can go there as anything. They will go as Nigeria, of course, because you have not formally dissolved the country. That is why Jonathan is having his confab. And if you remember, they said the confab must be held before March or April. It has to happen in January it will start. And do you know what they have done? Our brother asked a question. Do you know those who are going to represent you? Ohaneze has nominated Professor Ben Mwabeze, who lives in Lagos. No, he's been nominated. It is the same compromisers, the same people that will tell you, Onweke Esiemia, for 43 years. That thing you did not do in 43 years, how come you're going to do it now? We have two people that will go for us. When I return to London, we will inform them officially. We are formidable abroad. This is the greatest movement Biafrans have ever formed, ever, anywhere on this planet. We are a force to be reckoned with. If they say no, we will not send MoneyGram and Western Union home. I've got a good hand on. Very, very simple. It's not difficult. Innocent Odenigbo will go. Dr. Justin Akujieze will go for us to represent us. We trust them. They will go there and they will speak Biafra, even if they are sleeping. Or if you wake them up, they will say Biafra. These are the men we want. Not somebody who was in MPN before. When you see your friend Atahiru Muhammad from Sokoto, you start embracing and say, oh, this country has to be won. Anyway, I have one shipload of oil. I will give you one teaspoon. You say, yes, it's nice. It's just Ronachi has. Say that we are fighting for the Igbos. That nonsense won't happen. So they can go there as Nigeria if they like and play in green, white, green, red, pink, white, pink. It's their business. But we are marching on. They will not determine our timetable for us. We determine it ourselves. And the help of the people in Bremen will make that possible. You have only two things you can do. You choose one. You volunteer to come back home with us to fight on the ground, or you contribute your money. Very simple. Very, very easy. There is no neutral. Nobody can say, I'm neutral in this. Let me be watching them and see what they're doing. You will not come into Biafra land. You will not come in. If you like, go and join Boko Haram. You won't come in. If you don't support this struggle, you will not come in into Biafra land. You can gossip all you like from now till the kingdom of Obasan. It doesn't bother me. You can gossip all you like. if you don't support this struggle, if you don't come home to fight with us or contribute towards this very struggle, you will not come to your father's compound. Go and start planning the human rights lawyer you will get. Human rights doesn't apply to that because we are not fools. There's something our people do all the time. They think they're smart. How come? You're doing your sense. Let me hold on to mine. And when they get it now, I will go. You are dreaming because it won't happen. Now is the time. Could we have the names of everybody who has given one dime to this? Do you think I'll come to Germany and say, build a transmitter, they'll build one and dash you for free? Am I buying a transmitter with my money? Does Biafra belong to me? Biafra Walanam? Does it belong to me alone? Simple. Belongs to all of us. And we must all fight to rescue our dignity because we are dying as a race. Let us go to the line because I think there's a slight difficulty with the connections here. And see who is there. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. My name is Clifford Chukwueme Kairuanya. I'm calling from Houston, but I come from Arondionyemobi in Oguta, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Director, I thank you for giving me the opportunity. I also thank our brothers in Germany for hosting you. I would like to respond to the 2 points raised by the speaker before the lady. Let me at this point also acknowledge Onyekachi Ezemba, who happens to come from a place very close to where I come from. In fact, there is a village between his own community and my community. He's from Amuaka and I'm from Dionyemobi. There's an Ozara, a community called Ozara, which separates his community and mine. And I want to appeal to him to please talk to that speaker before the lady. I couldn't remember his name. To let him know that we have flogged this issue enough. In fact, Barrister Imam Mezu spent adequate time this broadcast talking on this issue. I don't know why we keep going back to this issue of uniting unity. We are not united yet. We bought a transmitter. We are not united and people are hosting you there. I can confidently tell you that Onyekachi Ezemba is my brother because he is just like next door neighbor. And somebody just saying that we want unity. Like, what kind of unity does he want? Unity with rogues? Unity with armed robbers? Unity with kidnappers? Unity with people in criminal enterprise? Onyekachi Ezemba, please. Talk to that person over there. Tell him it's enough about this unit thing. That's number one. And number two, the issue of confab. Whether it is a confab, even though the director has already said that we may send some people back. To me, I don't think it even matter. Whether it is a confab or on a confab, we are living, we are going, we are forming our own country. It doesn't matter. We are not even interested in sending people. Look at who they sent there already. Professor Mwabweze from Obaru, living in Lagos. How many people in his caliber are living outside their own territory? And you are telling me sending somebody to Abuja to go and do what? We don't need it. By the time we start, Nigeria will beg us to leave because we will go unconventional and we will show them there are strategies different from the strategy that was used between 1967 and 1970.
Of course, because we are Biafrans. We are Biafrans. We must be very clear.
That's all I want to add for now. And like I said, let that brother forget about this unity thing. We are united. I don't want us to spend airtime again talking about unity. We have shown beyond reasonable doubt that we are united.
Of course,
and yeah, even in unity in the form of trying to work with people who are criminal nature, we don't want that. No. We're not going to unite with anybody who has skeleton in his cupboard. Period. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. I've spoken very well. Let's go to the line. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Turn your system down, please, if you may. But as Mamesu said, that turn your system down, please, and speak to us via the phone.
Yeah, hello, my brothers.
Biafra. My name is George Harrison Osichukwu. I'm from Imo State. I'm in Bitoli Kedoro, in our local government.
Yes.
I'm very glad to hear what is going on, that we want to rescue our father's land, which is, I'm glad to hear that. And I'm also encouraging you people that people are with God. God never disappointed us, that we are going to head through and get our father's land back.
And where are you calling? We're sorry again. Which city are you in?
Yeah, I'm calling from Bamberg in Germany.
Oh, we're going to Germany, Capital.
Bayern.
You people are everywhere.
Bayern.
Hey! Yeah. Southern Germany.
I'm calling from Bayern.
Please go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, you know. It's my brother who is in a castle told me about that, if I have heard about it, but I told him that I've never heard about it, but I will still circulate the news to Nürnberg, because I'm close to Nürnberg.
Yes.
In our state, we have a lot of our brothers here in Nürnberg, a lot of Biafran in Nürnberg, so I will still let them know. You know, I'm very, very glad to hear that. I'm in support of that. God will see us through in anything we're doing, because including me, my own family, they're all suffering over there. A lot of people are suffering over in that country. You know, people are just getting that money, putting in their own pocket, that we are one. You know, you can imagine here, we have light. I hear when you say, the director was saying, no light, no water in that country. Everybody is suffering. But here we have everything. Even Germans here are getting some oil from us. Everywhere, but they are still making use out of it. But we that have all those things, we cannot make use of our own thing from our own father's land. Even when I came back to in Nigeria, I couldn't even reach my village, you know, because of everything that is going on in that country. I'm happy that we are going to have our own, be our own next year. I'm so happy for that. I thank you, people, director.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. It's not when 2014 comes, you don't see Biafra, you give up. You know, you don't have endurance. That's one thing we don't have, endurance. To persevere when you're doing something. That's why we do buying and selling. You know, buying and selling is the easiest thing you can do to survive. It doesn't involve too much planning, not much logistics or strategy. All you need to do is to go and load container and send. Try building a factory. You don't think about electricity. You think about the cost of fuel, how many people you're going to employ, accessibility of your products to the market, and then you know you are now planning. But buying and selling is easy. Any race with a mercantile mentality always goes extinct. Go and read your history. Buying and selling, they boom them mad, it kills them. Because everything is profit and loss. Do you know why we are selling babies? Do you know why we're selling children back home? It's buying and selling. Because when you look around, there is nothing. You pick up the next thing and sell to make profit. We are here in the company of two very beautiful babies. We've come to the home of one and one visited. Imagine how the mother will feel, or how this family will feel, if we pick up this beautiful girl and sell her. Do you see why white people are better than us? Despite everything they have done, they have conscience. They have conscience. If this type of baby selling happening where we come from is happening anywhere else, they will close down everybody. Everything will be shut down completely. But you know our people, they will look for excuse for even the most heinous crimes. And when I was doing my research, I have now found out how Usu came to be allowed, how all this ROC came to be. All this so-called mom I came to be. Because when evil is happening, you keep quiet. And once it's 1 year, it becomes a menala. And that's the end of it. Remember we told you when we found this baby factory in Abada, it's only going to grow. It's only going to grow. And it's growing. Nobody can stop it. Only Biafra can. Nobody can. Because the Nigerian police are complicit in child trafficking in your land, you don't know that. Did that man not say that the police bring them pregnant girls? Did he hear him say, "Itamefula"? They bring pregnant girls. And then when you, after serving in Imo State, when Abubakar Kabir is leaving as the commissioner, they give you a little girl of 15 years you take with you as a parting gift, transfer gift. You take an Igbo girl 15 years to Katsina. After 4 years, she will develop a disease and hip problem and die. And then you are celebrating one Nigeria. They are mad. We must take this call anyway. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Bremen in Germany.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Okoye. I come from Lagos.
Samuel Okoye from Lagos. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say?
I have a computer. Computer I want to Radio Biafra.
You have computer for Radio Biafra. I want you after this very program to please text us. We have your number anyway. We'll give it to our dear sister Rita Nebogo to hand over to the coordinator in the area where you're in, and somebody will contact you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Are we not ashamed that somebody back home is operating a computer when people abroad are doing nothing, are asking questions? It's amazing. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. We must bring in the barrister himself. Barrister, what do you make of what we are reporting, especially this very case of somebody from home in Lagos who understands what we are doing? Do we know who he is before? He just called now, didn't he? Yeah. Do we know him before? No. And they say we're not united. We need to be one. We ask any other person to try this, they will stone you. Because our people know we are honest people. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
You went missing. Barrister, you went missing.
No, Director, what do you mean? You never called me. I've been listening here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Director, hey, order, you don't accuse me like that.
Barrister, go ahead.
Director, you know, you whenever you are on post, I can sleep. Respect the father. Of course, I can't sleep. In case you miss something, I have to bring it out.
Of course, you do.
What you are doing has been magnanimous.
Of course.
Somebody called from Lagos. Our own brother donating a computer. That guy, his name will be in the list of Biafrans, supporting Biafrans. Director, as I always say to you, our people need re-education. We need re-education, we need realignment. Most of our people have been deceived by Yoruba, Boko Haram media. As much as we stay on air, we need and we have to correct all those misinformation. Because a lot of people don't know that media has power. What you say and nobody challenges you goes into the subconsciousness of mankind. Once we have the power to decide, for ourselves, for Biafrans to say, this is our story, nobody can refute it. Look at what has been happening with the story of Stella Odua, the Minister of for Aviation, wanted to be removed by the Yoruba Fulani Boko Haram. Why the governor of Lagos State has got two bullet jeeps, and nobody's challenging him, but they want our sister, who is the Minister of Aviation, to be removed because she capped the price of renovating Muritola Mohammed Airport. The Europeans put it at a very high amount so that they will take their own bribery. This woman says, no, we can do that thing more effectively with little. That was all the crime this lady committed. The Europeans want this woman removed. Whilst Radio Biafra is on air, nobody will remove Stella Odua. We've told Goodluck Jonathan, as I said yesterday, I am very happy he is responding. He's now talking to Obasanjo and telling him, Obasanjo, you don't own Nigeria. Goodluck Jonathan, stand fast and stay fast where you are, because what is making Nigeria today belongs to you. It came from Biafra land and it came from your land. Who is it that you should fear? Who is he that you should listen? Obasanjo wants you to go. Babangida wants to rule 2015. Buhari wants to rule 2015. Jonathan is still sitting down. Not up to 3 years. Babangida was there for how long? Obasanjo was there for how long? Buhari was there for how long? Nobody chastised them or tell them off. But because a Bayelsa man, a Biafra man is sitting there, they're asking him to leave. Gulo Jonathan, you are not going nowhere. We have advised you, declare Biafra and leave the rest for us. Now, the Hausa Fulani Yoruba Boko Haram told you that you have to bring Sharia law or there will not be any peace. Who will hear all this rubbish and get seated in their house? That the Nigeria we thought that it was a secular nation is gradually creeping into Sharia law. Where one's head is beheaded, children born alive, pregnant women open their womb and send them alight. That is the nation that we belong to. For 100 years, what have we achieved? No roads, no electricity, but we produce oil. Babangida has how many jets? Tinubu has how many jets? Even Amechi of yesterday has many jets. The only person we respect in that zoo is Akpabio, governor of Akpabio State.
Can I tell you, Barrister, let me add a news to that, which you don't know. Do you know that Patience Jonathan is accusing Akpabio of making the husband lean towards Biafra?
I heard it. I read it today.
Exactly. So when we tell people something, they must understand that we're speaking the truth. We told you people that people from Akwa Ibom, Cross River, Rivers, not Amechi, is an idiot, and Bayelsa are more Biafran than we are. Tell me which South, so-called Southeast governor has ever gone to Jonathan and say, keep pursuing this Biafran agenda. None. I don't know why patients have to come in the open to say something.
Director, I'll tell you why. My mom usually say, where there are two spirits, one will say yes, one will say no. If patients start standing for Biafra, then there will be more trouble while they are still on the seat. So as she is shouting down Akpabio, I read it on Facebook. I didn't want to comment it because I don't comment on everything I read from Facebook, because most of them are fiction, you see. So the reality is, Director, Goodluck Jonathan is a Biafran, and he will be our president as a Biafran. Akpabio, we respect that guy. He's an honorable man. He's not buying jets. He's using his money to build hospital, create roads, put water, all the amenities that human being will enjoy. That is what Goodluck Akpabio is doing. He is more Biafran than Amechi, than even Rogers himself, who is trying to tell us that he's a Biafran. Director, what we cannot forget and what we cannot stop talking about is the truth. The truth is what Radio Biafra stands for, and that is what we are preaching here on Radio Biafra. The fact is, the Hausa Fulani will want to stay in this oil business until either their heads is stuck on it and die, or they will go free. We have told them over and over again, Yoruba, you are Oduduwa, go your way. Hausa, you are Arewa, go your way. All whatever you have taken from Biafra land, you can take and go home. Biafrans want to restore their own land. Our people are suffering all over the world. China, our people have jumped through the window and died. Britain, our people have jumped through the window because the British people want illegal people to go and leave their land. Despite the fact that they put us into this trouble, the United Kingdom brought Lugard to put us in the situation where we are, and they are still there sending our people away, putting them in prison for nothing. We are fed up. Any Biafra man who is sitting at home because it's okay for you, have you asked about your sisters in the north who have been beheaded and the houses are coming into your land to build their mosque, to celebrate. This we cannot tolerate. We believe in justice and equity. Do to them as you might have them do unto you. If you want my church to stay in your country, your mosque will be seated. The Biafrans, we are no violent people. We accept people. We are cherishable people. We don't kill. We don't take blood. The ones of Fulani Boko Haram enjoy sucking and drinking the blood of the Biafrans. Shame on them. But this time around, Biafra is stopping none at getting Biafra. We will not stop at anything unless Biafra is restored. Boko Haram, take your Sharia law. Take Nigeria. Good luck. Leave Nigeria for them and come down to Biafra. Nigeria is not for us. Niger area created by Los Lucas' girlfriend. Not the kingdom.
Barrister, he is not a lord, please. He is not a lord. His name is Frederick. Not a lord.
On the book is what we read. This is what I read. Whether he's a lord or not a lord, he has put a lot of death problem in our nation. Biafra has to go. The first of all, destroy our own royal community. If anybody wants to destroy the Queen of England, would the British people accept it? The answer is no. But they come to our land, destroy our own empire, and instituted their own. Brought a foreign God for us, gave us the Bible. Everybody in Jesus' name. If I talk now, they say Palestine is talking about Jesus. In Jesus' name, that is all they gave us. And that is why we are the way we are up to today. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you very, very much. You've spoken as eloquently as ever. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We understand some slight difficulties with our Skype line. We know that and we are working on it. And very shortly, we shall try to recover that. This is our live transmission coming from Bremen, which is in Germany. Let us go to the line once again to take this call. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you tuned to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good evening to you and to my brothers and sisters there in the studio and to all over the world, all Biafras and friends of Biafra. My name is Ngozi Mada and I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Before, I was supposed to make this call for a long time, but I've been busy. I want to thank our women, those who were able to participate in our last meeting on Sunday, and also those who tried to join us, but they couldn't. Some of them couldn't join us because they came in late, they didn't pick their call when the call was placed. And some of them who were not online were removed because we have reach the maximum number that is allowed to make a Skype conference call. So I have to remove anybody that is not online to add those who are online. So if you are removed, don't be angry with me. I wasn't around on Sunday to make that announcement before the meeting. But we now have two groups. So everybody has been added. I will participate in our next meeting coming up in 2 weeks' time, the second Sunday of the second week of January. But when the minute of the meeting is out, I will try to put it across to you so you can see what we discussed in our last meeting. So please don't be offended that you are not able to join. We appreciate your effort. And I also want to encourage other women. You have to come out. Our women are coming out. Director, I can tell you people, our women are coming out. And we really appreciate that. So if you are still sleeping, please come out and join your fellow women. We are so many now that we can't even, we have to now divide. And we want to create more groups at the same time, start coordinating in our different countries. So please, wake up. And again, we haven't had any woman from UK. Do we have women in United Kingdom there? Please, we need our women there to step forward. We need someone to step forward and coordinate other women. the coordinator of Biafrance in UK. Please, I think I will call you. I will get in contact with you to know what is happening there, because we need our women there. We have a lot of our women in the UK, so they need to step forward in this struggle. They still have their own role to play. So please, wherever you are encouraged to come out and support this struggle. Again, this news yesterday, one of our brother that Ikechukwu Enyagu gave a phone, that was in Nigeria Army. You see that all the Northern Army are all Boko Haram. All these people are Boko Haram. I don't know if they can do that when the Boko Haram is coming. They will not give the army command to start shooting. That means they are all working together. And now they will not want to Islamize all Nigeria, turning it that is Boko Haram that want to Islamize Nigeria. It's APC that wants to Islamize Nigeria, not Boko Haram. Boko Haram is just a name that they want to give them. There was no Boko Haram in 1945 until 2011, when Jonathan won the election. They now gave it a name, Boko Haram, so that the world would think it's a terrorist group. But all these people are the same people, the Hausa Fulani with their Yoruba friends, doing what they know best to do. But our people are still sleeping. Many of them are even willing to join to talk to Islam, if that is what will make them to live and get money. But you should know that it's not possible. If you are ready to become a Muslim, I myself am not ready, and I will die with you, because as you are converting, I mean, who is not ready to convert? They are killing me. I will kill you that have sold me out. So please, let us wake up and do this. This is the right time to get our freedom. Let's stop this fear of a thing. We are united. There is no threat that is more united more than us. In fact, there is no people that is united more than us. They just divided us and make us look as if we are not united. If we are not united, what is Nnamdi doing in Germany all this while? He left his family. He spent Christmas there with you. Yet we say we are not united. We are united. Only when you count yourself, you become among us. That is it. My father used to say, Onoyechukwu Enyagu Anubosi Nubuerute here. Biafra is for everybody. So let's join. Other Muslim countries are supporting Boko Haram. They are supporting them. What are the so-called Christian countries doing? They are doing nothing. Now that they might even encourage us to pray and pray and pray. But when they have this kind of thing in their own country, they will stand up and fight. This is no longer time for prayer and fasting, going to mountain, down to grave. Now we have to come out. If you have got your mountain, preparing to go to grave and pray, there is no time for that. God has given us all we want. We now have a leader. We now have Radio Biafra. We now have voice. The world will hear us. Here we speak, the world he listens. So this is the way that God will answer our prayer. God has done it all for us. All we need to do is to support this struggle in any way you can to make sure that this thing comes to reality. Because if we fail to actualize Biafra, the next two generation, they will turn Jesus to Lugard. The same way they changed his name from Yeshua to Jesus, that is still the same way they will change him from Jesus now to Lugard. So that because every generation, they will write a new Bible for them. New King James, Middle King James, and Old King James. That is the way it will continue to happen, until they replace Jesus with Lugard and those back home with worshiping Lord Buddha, who is the creator of Nigeria, and not God. So please, if we don't want our children and children to suffer, let us come out and support this struggle. Please, I think that's all I have to say now. Thank you all, my brothers there in the studio. God bless
and
you.
And sisters as well. And sisters,
And my sisters, yes. They still joined us in our last meeting, Cynthia. And the women coordinator in Germany, she has been writing to me. God bless all of you and keep the fire burning.
Thank you very much,
director.
Thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening to everybody there. This is Uche Sebastian, only Igbo. I'm calling from Angola.
From which brook?
From Angola. I'm calling from Angola.
From Angola, sorry, please go ahead. I thought it's another part of Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was the one that called last week. I'm from Omaka, in Njaba, local government from Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Director, please, you know, last time I called, I did not make any contribution anyway because, you know, while I was in Lagos back there in 2005-06, I was once a member of Mozob, right? And I contributed a lot then, not knowing that the Mozob then was not the right place to be. So now what I want to ask is there in any way that I can contribute, because here in Angola, our people here that are just after money, and when you want to, you are trying to talk to anybody, nobody will listen. Understand? So you know, we Igbos here in Angola, we are only just after money. Understand? So, and another thing, there was a guy that called 3 days ago. He said from Omaka. I myself am from Omaka. He made a complaint about his mother. So that I was trying to call, but the line wasn't going. So what he was saying then, myself, when that thing happened, I was here, and some people, people that are here, you know, they know everything about that mother's baby, mother baby home, understand? And that place is not in a desert. It's a village where other people are seeing what was going on. And the boy was just, you know, talking as if his mother was a saint. I don't think Governor Okorocha made a mistake, or the villagers made a mistake in demolishing that place, because that place had been for so long. I myself am from Umak. I don't know there, but people who know there say that that place has been there for selling babies. Understand? So, if there is any way I can contribute from here, because I don't have any group here, I've been trying and I haven't succeeded because here, it's another place. It's not like that place.
Are you telling me they are not listening to Radio Biafra? They are not listening to... Is that what you're saying? They don't listen to Radio Biafra in Angola?
That's what I'm saying. Because sometimes in the market, when I'm saying I listen to Radio Biafra, some of them will be looking at me as if maybe I'm just telling this story. Understand? But I'm still trying. If I can, you know, see one or two or three...
Don't they have Igbo meetings there? No Igbo meetings in Angola?
We have meetings. We have committee meetings.
You have committee. Then you need to get the number of the chairman of that very meeting and forward it to us.
Yeah, that
simple as that. As many meetings, and also speak to the women as well. Do you have Biafran women in Angola?
And what?
Do we have Biafran women in Angola?
Hello.
Do we?
There are women. There.
Then speak to the women. The women have more sense than the men. Speak to the woman, please. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Yeah.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Director, are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Evening.
And thank you so much for great work you are doing for people of Biafra in Germany, to be precise in Bremen. And I'm using this opportunity to thank all our brothers in Bremen and all over in Germany. And here, sorry, my name is Emmanuel Chidu Zigwe. I'm calling from Italy. And by special grace of God, I am serving the indigenous people of Biafra here in Italy as a PR. So, Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the great job you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafrans all over the world. And I still use the opportunity to say Happy Christmas and Prosperous New Year to our people all over the world. So I use this opportunity to communicate and to let our people know that we here, indigenous people of Biafra in Italy here, we are making every proper arrangement in order to see how we will host Radio Biafra here. So we are using this opportunity to call all, every part of a state in this particular Italy that want to hold Radio Biafra. We are calling them now to make their request. Let us know how we plan. So, and plan the movement of the director from one city or another. Like in Verona, they are preparing. Like in Modena, they are preparing. Like in Rome, they are preparing. In Udine, in Padova here, we are still preparing. So we are urging any other cities who want to host the EBO director that let them come now. Let us prepare how we will put all this in order. And we use this opportunity to congratulate our brother, our coordinator in Rome. It's a pleasure to meet him. He has been in this struggle for over 15 years now. So it's a great pleasure to meet that our brother. And we know that by special grace of God, we host people of Biafra, Biafra in Italy. We host Radio Biafra in Rome, which is the capital of Italy here. So we urge everybody, anybody who is indigenous people of Biafra listening to me in this particular moment, we urge you, whatever that is you are agitating, whatever that is worrying you, we urge you, when the right time for we to host the director or Radio Biafra, please come with whatever you want to ask, whatever clarification concerning the agitation of restoring Biafra. Come, and I'm still using this opportunity to ask our brothers there in Bremen, not when the director come, you will stay outside and asking one kind nonsense question or something like that. Now the director is in Bremen. Let them come out now and ask concerning this restoration of Biafra. Not when he left now. We will come out to ask unnecessary questions or make unnecessary argument. So I thank you, director, for the great work you are doing for our people. I say may God bless Biafrans, and I'm using this opportunity to wish all of them Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year. Thank you, director.
Thank you very, very much for that. I'll be going to Italy as well, because we must spread this message before we go home. 2014 is around the corner, so we must make this trip all over Europe before we commence our trip home to go and start what is to come, the inevitable. Anything we say, we do. And Nigeria must fall. It will fall. So that honor and glory may belong to Chukwu Abiyama. I am thanking Chizoba Paul Onnaji. He's in Mozambique. He's listening from Mozambique. Because of what I said to our brother in Angola, he has written to me and given me the name of the Mbise man, who is the chairman of the Igbo meeting there. His name is Oke Kaiser. That is not his proper name. Go and find us his proper name and his village and ask him why he will not preach Biafra to his people in Mozambique. Thank you once again, Energy, for sending that to us. We have his number now, and you will call him and you will ask him why he would not discuss Biafra in Igbo meeting and mandate him that we said so, that he must mention Biafra in the upcoming meeting of Igbos in Mozambique, so that we can carry them along. Not tomorrow they'll tell us, oh, nobody told us about this. We must carry them along, please. It's very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and see if we can get this call. You will give us your name and where you are. We are in Bremen, in Germany.
Yes. My name is Obidi Obiena. I'm calling from Los Angeles, United States.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Please go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank Nandi and his crew, and Uchime Four, Barista Mamezu, Karomonde, and I'll keep praying that God will continue to strengthen them.
Amen.
I have 2 points to make, starting with the issue of the white man bringing Christianity. I just want to bring our attention to that. The Christianity, Christ is real. It doesn't matter how people read about Christ or how they interpret it. After all, this season, everyone in the world celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will appreciate if we can take religion out of our struggle. Because I tell you this, Christ, under the name of Christ, have sustained a lot of us, even myself who is speaking right now. So there's no question about white men bringing it, but it depends on the people they brought the religion to, how they took to the religion. So that's one point I want to make. So as much as we speak, or as much as we are passionate about our struggle, I will appreciate if we don't be double-mouthed. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm making some notes because I'm going to ask you questions when you finish. Please go ahead.
Okay, the second one is I hear a lot of times people complain about trying to get people to join the struggle. I just want to encourage anybody that is part of this struggle to keep doing what they're doing. Keep spreading the news. Don't let what other people are doing discourage you. Because I will tell you for one thing, I live in Los Angeles. Here, there are thousands of Igbos here. What we do here is chieftaincy, all kinds of chief. I don't know where they're getting it from. It's only in Igbo land that we have people who ascribe themselves chiefs. Even when they are not chief executives of companies or chief executives or police chiefs or whatever. I don't know what they gain from that chief. Okay, title. And we have been going around trying to get people to listen to Radio Biafra because there's no way. Sometimes I kind of imagine what kind of people is this that cannot reason. You know, it makes me start calling names, and sometimes I go out and I come home angry because I don't know what is going on with our mentality. So I just want to use this privilege to encourage everyone who is in here for this struggle not to be worried about these people. I give examples. Example I do give is about Martin Luther King. I know when he was fighting for the rights of African Americans here, it is the African Americans who will stand in his face and say to him, he's a troublemaker. When Rosa Parks sat in front of a bus and refused to get up, I tell you, if African American is in that bus, they will fight her. Even when they don't have anywhere going that day, they will believe that that woman is causing them a headache or causing them a big problem. But today we are all here enjoying what these people have done. Again, Mandela, we just celebrated his life the other day. You see everybody on the street dancing. And you can really equate that to the evil man's behavior. It's really hard to turn minds around. But I encourage anyone, please, we need to stop bickering about these people that don't want to go forward. They will come as time progresses. Just let's stay focused, use our energy more on talking about prospects instead of people who are not coming. Once again, I just want to thank you guys, and I'll keep praying that God will be on the lead. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I have a question, just one question to ask you.
That's right.
Your contention was that the inference we've always been drawing, or our assertion that Europeans brought us Christianity.
That's
is that
right.
Correct? Before is the Europeans that came, what were we practicing?
We believe in God Almighty.
Thank you very much. We said we believe in God before they came. Thank you very much. You spoke very well on the issues that you talked about, and you have raised something that is of very, very critical importance to me. I accept that you know that we worship God before they came. Chukwu Abiamah. We used to worship God. That is, by the way, I agree also that religion shouldn't play a part, but we are here to enlighten, to educate our people. It's just like chieftaincy. I equate chieftaincy to Christianity. There is no word in Igbo land called chief. Do you know that? Chief is not an Igbo word. Do we know that at all?
Yeah, I know.
Chief is not an Igbo word.
I don't know why they.
But if you go now and tell them that you want to abolish chieftaincy, they will kill you.
I know.
What I am struggling to understand, I will need some Biafran scientists to go and look into our brain. There is something wrong with it somewhere. Maybe somewhere in our brain.
It's part of the post-war traumatic.
I don't think so. There is something. No. When the white people came, do you know why we had a bad women's riot? It was Chief Okugo, the warrant chief. This chieftaincy you're hearing now, like Christianity was given to us by the British. Hey, yes. Come. They look at one Okugo somewhere, they say, come, you are chief of these people.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I said it, was it 2 days ago, that history repeats itself? Did I say that? Yeah. Do you know that the same thing that the British did is what the Hausas did to us, is what these people are now doing to us? Do you know that Ojo Zokalo went about appointing, he will create autonomous community, he will appoint the Eze of that place to rule the people there, if you like it or not? Have you ever heard in your life where a traditional institution will go to the governor of a state to go and take permission before they can do anything? It's like chieftaincy. I'm telling you this evening, chieftaincy is not an Igbo word, chief.
It's not.
It's a derisory word. It's a mockery. To call you a chief is actually mockery. They don't have chiefs in England.
It's just like Alhaji.
Alhaji
is the same as chief. So I don't understand why they glory on it, and I don't know what is wrong with this group of people.
I will tell you what is wrong with them. To those whom the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad. They cannot see sense anymore. Ogugi Siapuhanisi. Chief this, chief that. They don't know the meaning of it. Chief is a derisory word used in the United States of America to describe the Indians. You know the Indian chiefs? You know the man that controls the Red Indians in America? They brought it over. It's actually an insult to be called a chief. As I said, it's just like an alhaji. You went to Mecca, your name is changed to an alhaji. You see, sometimes I wonder the type of school we go to sometimes. Is it not the same school that I went to? Why is it that some people are capable of critical appraisal while others cannot see reason? I went to the Dome in Cologne and saw a masterpiece in architecture I have never seen anywhere in my life. Brilliant, exceptionally built, beautiful. Almost 600 years ago, is it 400 years ago they built it? That same building cannot be replicated by any qualified architect in the zoo today. They can't build it. There is something wrong with us. Ask him, Chineke Melanya Bere, because there is something fundamental. Let me tell you something. We lack the mindset, what is called rigorous thinking, that leads to the emergence of a modern state. If you want to build your country to be like Germany, there is something that goes with it. That is why we are cleansing brains with Radio Biafra, so they understand what is required of them. Before you have a train run on time, there is a discipline that goes into it. To have electricity is not easy. You think it's easy? If you come to Tanzania, it's not easy at all. That is why we are here, to make sure you understand what is expected of you. That new Biafra we're talking about, we'll start building it from now. That is why you must support what we are doing. That is why you must support yourself as well. Let us go and do away with chieftaincy. Nze and Ozo is a better title, isn't it? Nze, Ozo, it makes sense. But they know if they are Nze and Ozo. You cannot tell lies. If you tell lies, you die. Because as an Ozo, they use Agobadren College of Blade, you call it, and make 7 incisions on your tongue. You will bleed. Any day that tongue tells lies, you will die. As Pastor Mamuzu, they gave you Christianity and said, oh, it's fetish. Why don't you answer chief? Our people are answering chiefs out of ignorance. And we cannot let that ignorance continue. Because we are Radio Biafra. We don't like ignorance at all. Let's go and take this call before we come to some of you. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Chebeka Ahabesi.
Turn your system down, turn it down, and reduce the volume, if you may.
Yes, I'm not with the radio. I'm far from the radio.
There is something
Yes, I'm from South Africa.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I heard of the guy who called from Angola, talking from certain things, which he is still ignorant of his way, and he don't understand the latest information of life. You know, this world is growing, and we are going to a stage that everybody should understand the stage we are now. So I don't like the way he is talking. He looks like he's still primitive. He needs to upgrade his memory so that he can understand how the world is growing. Because now, right now, as I'm talking to you, the home we are talking about is registered in the Ministry of Human Affairs, which is the body of the government who is in charge of motherless and orphanage, motherless with orphanage. And so, like I'm talking to you now, the time I was in Nigeria, there is a lady, I will not mention where he comes from. It may be her sister or whoever who is in the hospital, and she is doing abortion on the process. She about to pass away. She was rushed to the Ahametli, and her life was saved. So, are you hearing me?
Yeah, are we still on the same motherless babies issue?
Yes, because...
Are we talking to Ahametli?
Yes.
The same motherless babies?
Yes. I heard him talking about the motherless babies, which is in court. The case is in court. Of course, that the government have not said guilty of the mother baby, because if they are guilty, the Ministry of Human Affairs is guilty. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, because if you can give me email, let me send you documents, prove that this mother baby is registered, and have all the documents to operate in Nigeria, mainly in Imo State. And the mother's baby home is have rights to only give adoption to people of your state, which is legal and approved by the government.
I have asked you people this before, just like chieftaincy and Christianity. I will ask you: Is adoption a part of Igbo culture?
That's the new civilization.
No. I asked you a simple question: Is adoption part of Igbo culture?
Now it's part of people culture, because people are adopting.
I did not say currently. I'll ask you for the final time: is adoption part of Igbo culture before this currently?
To me, my brother, this is a new civilization, this is a new generation.
This is Radio Biafra, please. Anybody that wants to speak to us must talk sense to us. A very simple question. You see why I like asking questions? It cures a lot of problems. A very simple question. As I asked our dear brother from Los Angeles, that made a very fine point. Before Christianity came, who did we used to worship? So what is the essence of Christianity coming then? To do what? To worship who? My goodness me. This is Radio Biafra. We are in a town hall meeting here in Bremen in Germany. The German people are Biafrans. I must say that very clearly. I came to Germany, and I have seen Biafrans in Germany. Not Biafrans by mouth, but by deed and by action. I am humbled to be amongst them. Germany will not let us down. Germany will not let us down. Our people are here. We can now go confidently forward and go back home, knowing fully well that our people here will remember. They will support, they will encourage, they will give us every necessary help and assistance required to prosecute this campaign to its frightful conclusion. We don't intend to stop. and start negotiating with anybody. No, we don't intend to work with the Nigerian government. We don't intend to compromise our stance, and we are not going to do that. Not when I say we don't intend, they'll say your intentions might change later. No, it won't change. This is Radio Biafra, working for the indigenous people of Biafra, which encompasses every living person born a Biafran. That is why we are here. This is your radio station anyway. Do you have anything to say? This is your time. Questions. You need everything you want to ask. Everything you want to say, say it now. We are in Bremen. You must say it. We must say it now, please. Anything you want to say? Go ahead.
Edis Nibe is my name. Once again, I'm here once again. I would like to, advise some of our Biafran people back home. When you go back home, you will see that some of us, some of the Biafrans, they are building houses, they are possessing properties here and there in Nigeria. The problem is that the reason why they, they find it very difficult to come out fully to support Biafra or to come and unite as one nation. So the fact is that I would like to advise them. I would like to tell them they should stop. They should stop building houses. They should stop possessing properties in the northern part of Nigeria, in Lagos, wherever. It is time for us to go back home and prepare ourselves. It is time for us to stop buying land from the Yorubas. It is time for us to, to go back home because we have, plenty of land where we can occupy us. So I think, for example, Ojos Okalo, sometimes ago, Fashola, went ahead to go and lock up a house built by Ojos Okalo, only because he complains about sending Igbos home. So I don't see the reason why such a thing should happen. So when we say that we are one Nigeria, so why should Fashola, why should he go and lock up a house built by Ojos Okalo only because he was trying to protect his own people? So please, my Biafran people, it is time for us to think, to know, and I'm so glad, I'm very, very glad that we have, we have come to achieve something. Biafra has come to stay. It is a dream, that we have realized today, and I'm very happy for that, Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. But he couldn't sustain it. I talked about consistency before. He spoke and gave an interview. They locked up his house and he changed the next day and said, let us be loving and caring to one another. Go and beg, telling us that we should be begging Hausa people that we started the war. If you're a Jewish person and you blame the Jews for starting the Holocaust, Mossad will cut off your head. You will not be that stupid. We are Biafrans. Everybody that is complicit in the death of our people, we will avenge their death. I have said it before and I'll keep saying it. I am not doing Biafra because of those who are living. I am doing Biafra because of those who are dead. So that way you don't change. If you're doing it because of the living, they can come together and say, let us start a political party. But the dead are not coming back. So that thing, promise you made to them, you keep it. And we said to them, your death can never be in vain. We will remember you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, by midnight, anywhere we are, we remember you. And because of what you went through, that is why what we owe you far outweighs that which we owe to the living. Because they died fighting for you. They died fighting to resurrect this name called Biafra. They died that you may live. That is why you are not doing well anywhere you are. You can feed properly, but you're not living well. You cannot go to your village, can you, without a policeman accompanying you? How do you call that life? We are engaged in the largest migration of humanity every blessed year between the 23rd of December to the 5th of January. Over 15 million Igbo people will enter and evacuate from Igbo land. The largest man-made migration on this earth. The only people that come close to us in terms of migration is the wildebeest in Serengeti. The only people that migrate the way we migrate. You know the wildebeest? It's called the Wild Beast. It's called the Wild Beast is Dutch. It's the wild beast of Serengeti. You don't watch Geographic Channel. You maybe you work too hard here. You don't have time to watch nature. It's migration. Traveling for thousands of kilometers to go to where the pastures are greener. We go in, we come out. We stampede in, we stampede out, behaving like a bunch of animals. When you tell your people, they say, oh, you're insulting them. Insulting you. Come on, go to Lagos and board plane and go back to Europe and start doing your cleaning that you're doing. We must build Biafra. Biafra belongs to all of us. We must sustain it. Let us go and see if we can take this call. I think it's from Germany. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
My name is Vincent. I'm calling from Germany.
Please go ahead. Which part of Germany are you in? Which part are you in?
I'm in Paderborn. I'm in Paderborn. Yes.
Vagabond. Paderborn. Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Everybody knows me very well. We have working on this struggle. I'm also a member. You know, what I want to say is that all the girlfriends around Paderborn, Billichert and Gutersloh should come to me tomorrow in my apartment by 4 o'clock. I know that all of them are hearing me. Anywhere they are, they have to come to me tomorrow by 4 o'clock apartment so we can make meeting. So, but what I'm trying to contribute...
And where is your apartment? So if they come to this Panadol or whatever, how do they find you?
In Paderborn, they have a phone number, they must be 015-210-253-373.
Again, please.
015-210-253-373.
Okay. Or you can contact Ezemba, who is here, our German PRO. He's here with us today. So, but the number is 015-210-253-373, is that correct?
Exactly. All the girlfriends living around Paderborn, Billichert, and Gutersloh should call this number.
They should call this number. You have a meeting there, so you can coordinate that very place, I presume. I don't know what Onyali is doing, but I'm sure it's in good order.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I must give a special mention to the people I left in Cologne. The family of Ozemena, our coordinator, exceptional. Cologne was exceptional. We are also looking forward to the same experience here in Bremen, and it has started very, very well. As I said before, and I'll say it again, I am humbled to be here. Please go ahead.
Yes, well, so I'm trying to say on this about the news of today, where the outsiders are telling, the so-called outsiders, the Boko Haram, are telling Jonathan that he should come back the whole country to Muslim country. I think, brother, this is the right time we have to make it in a way that, let me start by myself, that every outside man I get to see in my place, at least I was starting with them. You know, every Biafran should have it in mind because we can't just keep our hands folded and they will come and Islamize everybody. You know, that's what I'm going to say. So everybody, anyone is a Muslim man, whatever, you shouldn't pity the person. Let us come look at our Christianity. That too, our Christianity is confusing us. It's making us to be weak, that because we cannot kill, because we don't shed blood. I mean, everybody who want to kill me, I'll kill him back. That's how it's supposed to be. You know,
thank you very much. Yes, they will meet you at your place. Please, if can you circulate this information, give it to Kechukwu Enyago to circulate on Facebook. If you have people living around that area, to contact this very number and make sure you attend the meeting there. We are uniting. And somebody said we are not united. We are not one. People are coming. Please go ahead.
Once again, good evening. The same person that asked questions sometime. The authority, Polly, I'm going to be is my name. I am in Bremen, the secretary of Igbo Union. By the grace of God, as the Pentecostal people say. Please, I just want to use this opportunity too, because there was some time you brought us to this question I want to ask now. When somebody called from Angola. Mm-hmm. You asked the person, or you told the person to find the Igbo Union.
That's correct, yes.
The president or what. Mm-hmm. But I am so happy that one of the members of this struggle, Power, is a member of the Igbo Union. But other members of the struggle here in Bremen don't belong to Igbo Union. Why? Ask them why. Tell me the difference between Igbo and Biafra. Can you achieve Biafra without Igbos?
No.
Then find out from the members you have here why they are not members of Igbo Union. This is my, because we are transparent in what we are doing. Like, you made me to understand that you don't compromise as far as fairness is concerned.
Yes.
And that is the struggle we... In fact, before Biafra, Biafran struggle, we have our own struggle to make sure that we are better integrated in this system, the Igbos, which we have gone far. And I think among the people that are fighting with you here in Bremen, one, Power, is the only person that is among us, the Igbo Union here. You brought me to this question, and I'm happy to answer, to ask it, because I'm the secretary of Igbo Union in Bremen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do they believe in Biafra?
I want to answer.
Of course.
I asked a question. Mm. Tell me the difference between Biafra and Igbo.
The difference between Biafra and Igbo is that an Igbo person is an Igbo person. You are born an Igbo person, but you need a higher level of consciousness to attend the sense of a Biafran.
In effect, are you telling me that the level of their thoughts is a little higher than the level we are at?
Yes, the level, if you...
Sorry, did you say yes?
Yes, if you identify yourself as a Biafran, it means you possess a higher level of consciousness than somebody being born Igbo. Igbo today, is by birth.
Today, I'm here, not because...
Why are you here?
I'm coming. Today I'm here because I was informed to be here.
No, why did you? What persuaded you to come? Others,
I'm answering the question.
They didn't come. What made you to come as a person?
Because, of course, everybody likes freedom.
That's my case.
I'm coming.
That's that consciousness I'm talking about.
That
level of consciousness.
I am coming. For the fact that I love freedom, I am here to get more knowledge because I believe in knowledge.
Yes.
The Igbo people are here. Even if we are doing the wrong thing, that opportunity is given to everybody. Tell me why somebody cannot come there to listen.
It's because most of you don't believe in freedom.
Are you defending them?
No, I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them. No, because you are here. He has answered the question himself. He said he's here because he values freedom. He likes freedom. He's here because... But I can tell you, if you have this meeting tomorrow of Igbo Union, I'll be there. And what I want you to do as a secretary is go back, make this speech and say to them, how many of you here value freedom? You'll be shocked.
Before I bring your people?
No. We want them to go. They have to go to Igbo. Of course.
That's what I expect. Tell them why. Ask them why.
No. The thing is...
And let them tell you why.
The reason being, we have told you that you people are born Igbo. Not every Igbo person values their freedom. But as a Biafran, Biafra, once you move from Igbo to Biafra, it means freedom to you is paramount than every other thing. But if you are an Igbo person, maybe Chief Tensi, Obrego here and there, container, and all those things may be important to you. Okay? Naming ceremony, going to end of year party may be important to you as an Igbo person. But once you move from Igbo to Biafra, one thing defines you. You want your freedom.
How does somebody get to Biafra without being able to know his standpoint? If I am going there to the Banoff, I must first of all define where I'm standing.
Yes.
If I can define where I'm standing, the next thing is vision.
Yes.
Where I'm going to, then I make the first step. If I cannot define here, I cannot make the first step. I think that's the way I look at it. I think it's first explanatory by what I said.
I know. No, please don't hold him away from the microphone. It's important. We want to understand. We want to be educated. that's what Radio Biafra does.
Thank
to
you.
Educate and to be educated. What is the mission statement of Igbo Union here in Bremen?
Do I have to say?
Yes, tell us. If you want us to join, they have to join. If we're announcing to the world that everybody should join Igbo Union, what is your mission statement? What do you stand for?
The Igbo Union, somebody could say, is a social, cultural organization in a place.
Thank you very much.
But ours, we made our people to understand that what we are into specifically has to do with integration, so that we can make ourselves strong wherever we are. If we, the Igbo people, are not strong here, we cannot be strong to fight for the cause of Biafra.
What is your vision to be strong?
Strength is your vision too in Biafra.
How do you achieve this strength in Igbo Union, in Bremen? What do you do with the strength when you get it? Our strength, we're looking for it so we can pull Nigeria down.
Remember the answer I gave you before?
What do you
I said freedom, emancipation.
So are you telling me that Igbo Union in Bremen believes in freedom?
Of course they believe in it so much, because we have even held workshops, symposia in emancipation. Then what is emancipation?
No, I'm not talking about theory emancipation. We have architects who can't build houses.
No, I never said theory.
No, I'm coming. You can have some. They had colloquial.
Yeah.
These big words. They've had four already on Igbo position. People submitting papers and speaking English from morning till night. What I'll ask you again is to simplify it for me. Igbo Union in Bremen, if you get this strength, what do you want to do with it?
For emancipation and freedom, I said. Do I have to repeat myself several times?
How many times have you done something towards getting this freedom, apart from having symposium? What have you done? What is the physical manifestation of the symposium?
In the first place, symposium is a step two.
Now,
workshop.
The workshop, you presented papers and ideas.
Yeah.
How did that paper transform into reality?
Yeah, okay, good. Your question is good. This question, I have to answer it on the ground that the formation of this union has not been up to 1 year. But if I tell you our achievements, it has gone so far. It's not that information has not been disseminated. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in Bremen that has not heard about it. But I believe in, like today, why I'm here. I believe in hearing, coming, listening to the horse's mouth, to ask my questions, to be able to build up my knowledge. Because I believe in one thing. What you know is your value. I don't joke with that. But if you stay somewhere like you have been mentioning, zoo or whatever, You build a kingdom around yourself and keep criticizing, saying these guys, they don't know what they're doing, but you have not been part of them to find out what they're doing, then tell me how you can justify that. That's my question.
I will ask you the same question again.
Thank you.
Question I'm asking you is that if you ask anybody around Radio Biafra, around the indigenous people of Biafra, we can tell you what we have done practically, not in theory.
I'm not questioning Biafra.
I'm coming. These are people looking for their freedom, because you can look for freedom to send container, to be allowed the freedom to for your clearing agent to work very hard, freedom to attend meeting and eat rice and fried rice and chicken. I am telling you about Igbo Union, of which I am a member of in the United Kingdom, and what they do. I will ask you again, when you get this strength you're talking about, what you said freedom, and I asked you, you went to symposium, you had lectures. When I come to a lecture, to give a lecture, I will tell you the problems, and at the end I will give out the solution to it. Have any of you acted on the solutions provided from one of the workshops which you organized? Radio Biafra is only a year and half old. In that 1 year and a half, this new phase, we started in 2009, but we reopened April of 2012. In that period, we have united people all over the world to pursue their freedom. We have bought a transmitter of £80,000. Over £80,000. We are making sure that Biafrans know each other, that you will get people together here in Bremen, they are in Stuttgart, they are in Frankfurt, they are in Munich, they are in Cologne, all over the place, pursuing one thing: Did somebody bring ink here?
Yeah.
We are going to use this ink to print flyers and leaflets to use to sensitize, to mobilize our people back home. Radio Biafra is broadcasting to the whole world from this very tiny place, this very evening, doing something tangible and practical. Before we came out, Biafra was not a word recognizable on Microsoft. Today, Biafra is recognized. Before we came out, we had no voice, nobody to speak for us. But today, the Yorubas are afraid when they hear Radio Biafra, they have convulsion. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So we have done something practical. So I have this difficulty all the time. And I say this to people. Every association that is Igbo all over the world, none of them has ever lived up to their creed or what they were set up to do. None, not one. Every Igbo group around the world, I ask you today, World Igbo Congress is an example. Every Igbo group, or Hanese Ndi Igbo, or Oboko Ndi Igbo, Nzuko Ndi Igbo, Igbo Surume, Akiken, every Igbo group around the world, once you have that name Igbo to your group you're pursuing, it is dead in the water. I am a member of Igbo Union in the UK, full-fledged member of Igbo Union. But we kept getting to that place. Awoja Wanzu, every blessed year, they will have one progressive meeting. They say, how about ELG of this year? How are we going to prepare ELG when people are dying? If it is different in Bremen, I say may God bless us in Bremen.
Thank you.
I'm hoping it is different in Bremen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. I've not finished.
Go ahead.
Honorable Director, it's not good we contradict ourselves because you mentioned the Igbo thing in Angola. That was why. So we cannot condemn them. You mentioned that somebody has to go to Igbo.
Yes, of course.
Angola.
We are the eating rice and Ogburuko. Of course, now. You have to go and preach.
Yeah, that's why I said let us not contradict.
No, it's not contradiction.
But, okay.
You have to go to where they are doing parties. That's what I mean by that. I cannot say to somebody calling on Radio Biafra, yeah, that, find where they are doing parties.
Yeah, but it's not bad that I said we have made these steps. One, I said symposia and workshop, which is very, very informative.
What came out of it?
I'm coming. Which is very, very informative. I think why I'm here is because I was informed by one or two, and symposia workshop is informative. I don't know what you expect us to do. Should we go on with arm struggle? Is it arm struggle that will convince people that we are doing something? And that's it. But if we could adopt a kind of workshop to lecture our people on what it takes.
After lecturing, what happens next? After you went to school, you speak very well. After going to school, did you not go and look for a job? After going to school, learning something, you do something next. What came out of the lecture and symposium?
What I'm saying is that when somebody is being lectured, it has to get down. Assimilation will take place and then absorption goes in.
After the absorption
goes in, action.
What is the action you took after
it's
absorption?
It's also fast. How long have we been? Have we done this?
But I have told you, you are as old as we are.
Thank you very much.
That's so correct. We look at what we have done. What have you done with Igbo Union in Bremen?
This is what I'm saying, that we are making, we are going forward. As far as we are concerned in Bremen, we are transparent, we are moving forward. Anybody that comes to us does not regret it, and the person will know that where we are going to, we know where we are going to.
No.
We didn't form this, sorry?
No. Okay. You said you have made progress.
Frantic efforts, yes.
Steps forward.
Yes.
Tell us what you have done.
I have said we are on informative level. And if people, you don't get them informed, if they don't come to you, how do you convince them? Get the point, is it not true? You call people, you called us today. I mean, your co-nuts called us today. We came. Whether I believe in this or I don't believe in this, but it is proper and good to be here to listen. And I'm convinced with your communication, with the way, with your message, I'm convinced that it's a very good message. If I should be out there, perhaps I could be one of those criticizing. How can you criticize when you have not been part of the system? Is there any system without a part? If one part is
you
missing from a system, is it a system?
I will end this conversation by giving an Igbo adage. On a mozo mamma ga Igbo abu.
So it's okay.
No, ozo mamma is something that I said before I was born. It's a saying where I come from. Ozo mamma ga Igbo abu. I have put a challenge to you which I expect you to take home and research. there is no group answering to Igbo in the world that does anything more than end of year party, naming ceremony, chieftaincy title. That is all they do all over the world.
Director,
the father, I'm coming. The father of all this nonsense is Ohaneze. They share money. They cannot stand up and say my children are being killed in the north. There is no amount of symposia, colloquium, whatever, that will solve our problem. Our problem has been articulated by Biafrans, not me. They have said this is what we want to do, this is how we want to go and get Biafra, and that's what we are doing, piloting it to make sure that Biafra is gotten how Biafrans want it to be gotten. I have given you a practical example. There are inks here for printer that our brother brought. I don't know who he is. Do I know you before from Adam? Monyawo before. I don't know who he is. We are doing something practical. We have bought a transmitter. If this Igbo Union in Bremen can come today and say, okay, what you're doing is good, let us go and pay for the transportation, and we can begin to listen.
That is when
that means you're doing something.
That is when your member, when the members will come. I just want to know, because result doesn't come first. I think result comes last.
Let us give him to speak. No. So go and please say what you're saying.
Yeah. What the Igbo people are doing here is to bring in the new people that is running out of Biafran land, looking for a place to find a peace, to bring in them and put them in more stress in order to become chief this and chief one or this and that. Why you sit on top of 80% of people and only 20% is they are taking the position? I'm not a member of Igbo people in Kloppenburg because of what the people are doing there. The chairman of Igbo meeting, you go to the club, they will tell you go to the club and looking for woman, that only woman can give you paper. The same chairman will be, after your dance with a woman, the same chairman will tell the woman, leave this man, he's living in Haim, he don't have money. You know? And that makes me to start going to school here, to forget about anything about Igbo people, because they will never help me. I have enough stress. I find it that Igbo people cannot help me. That's why I don't belong to Igbo meeting in Kloppenburg and Igbo meeting in Oldenburg. I'm a Biafra. The stress I'm having is Biafra. And I allow the stress to hit me in my head so that I will know what is hitting me. Who bring this stress upon me? Why am I suffering this stress? I know it's Biafra. And by the time I started knowing who is behind. And I know that Igbo people who have lived here for over 20 years or 25 years cannot even help anybody. They need people to buy beer, drink together, and tell them. They cannot learn anything from them. I can teach them also, because I live with the people who is helping me, who is, I don't know, who have what I need, who have what I want to see.
I will help you, my dear brother, because a lot of people are writing on this very issue.
Okay.
I have never, you see, anybody can be an Igbo person. Do you know that? You can be fathered by a Hausa person or Yoruba. You'll be Igbo. Once your mom gives birth to you, nobody knows where she has been to. You are Igbo. You may be fathered by Kabilu Idris and you're Igbo. It doesn't matter. What I'm telling you is that for you to attain the status of a Biafran, that is why I hate Wazirike, because he played with that name. For you to attain, let me tell you something. I witnessed something in Israel that convinced me that being an Igbo person is irrelevant. Being a Biafran is what matters. Israeli government were very kind to our people when they had a Biafran union. They weren't deporting them or chasing them all over the place. The day they had a meeting and changed it to Igbo. Igbo Zukota, Kanye, Igbo Zukota, Onyola Marawan, nonsense. They started deporting the fools. You know what they told them? Igbo is not at war with Nigeria. We understand that Biafra is not in good terms with Nigeria. But Igbo has no problem with Nigeria. So you have to go back there and do your Igbo union there. And they started crying that they're deporting them. You must understand this. Go somewhere and say you're a Biafran and see how you betray with respect. And say you're an Igbo person. Because our people must understand something. Being an Igbo person is immaterial. It is meaningless. The only thing you can do for me is to invite me to your chieftaincy title. to come when you're in a Kupongwao church. You are doing christening, naming ceremony. You invite me. That's all I can do. End of year party. I will come there. I will eat less than a cup of rice. I will eat less than one tomatoes, half a slice of onions, coleslaw, a bit of coleslaw, and one drumstick. Opo Kuku is sent to London is £4. He said five whole chicken is £4. Cut out one leg. It's not up to 2p. And that is all. You can't do anything for me. If I bring Biafra to you, you won't listen to me. But if I bring you a deal on how to go and kill to make money, you will support me. That is typical Igbo for you. And we cannot have it in Biafra. It's not possible. Biafra is a higher state of understanding, of awareness, of awakening, of consciousness than being Igbo. Any idiot can be Igbo. Roger Sokrocha is Igbo. Ojo Zokalo is Igbo, for goodness sake. Martin Elechi is Igbo. Professor Ben Nwabeze is Igbo. That idiot Okoko Igbokwe is Igbo, isn't he?
And all of us here.
I said it before, you'll be born Igbo, but you'll be baptized in the fire of freedom fighting for you to become a Biafran. Baptism, the same way you are born. If you're not baptized in the blood of Jesus or Holy Spirit, you cannot become a Christian or born again. If you are not baptized in the fire of freedom fighting, if the Spirit hasn't gone into you, there is no way you can be called a Biafran. Biafra is a higher status. That is why it is a spirit. People try to steal with it. That is why Wazirike will die and he will not be buried. Vultures will eat his flesh because he played with the name Biafra. The good Lord will set an example with him. That's all that's my learn from his experience. Yeah. That Biafra is sacred. You are doing Igbo meeting. You have not thought it necessary to remember all the people that died. Has Ohaneze ever had any day of remembrance for their children that died all over the world? The answer is no. Has any Igbo meeting anywhere organized anything to say, let us go home and build a memorial? The answer is no. There is no memorial. No remembrance for the dead. Anywhere you answer Igbo, you will fail. Go and check. Do your research tonight. If you want to succeed, come and join Biafra. Anywhere you have an Igbo meeting, after 5, 6, 7 years, you collapse and you start again. Check all over the world. You collapse, a new leadership comes, you start all over again. Even the word Igbo itself is a spirit. You have not even assuaged the land, and people are using Igbo this, Igbo that. They can't succeed. We are succeeding because we are Biafrans. We are succeeding because we are honest and truthful, and we call a spade. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for your good job.
Put your microphone closer to your mouth, please.
Okay. You know, I'm living in Germany for more than 20 years. And that's one thing I like in Germans. They have their differences, but when it comes to anything have to do with Dutch, they speak with one voice. So I wish we will learn this. It's very, very important for all of us. I'm a member of Igbo, you know, I'm their treasurer. And I wish that everybody will come. Because Biafra of the thing we are talking now, we need money. How do we get that money? It's from Igbo people. Like I told my friend, we need each other if we want it to work. Like, for now, we are up to 60 members, 65 members. Which, if at all we know all these things, if we inform all our members, it will be a different thing we're talking. Maybe 30 we say, okay, oh, Biafra is a good thing. Maybe 30 we say no. But we need that population. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. Without it, I mean, I don't know, because I know financially, without money, we cannot. I don't know where we are going. The Muslims, they are doing the same thing. Why can't we do the same? They have their differences, but they will go to mosque and be collecting money. Then why can't we sacrifice, go to Igbo, you know, register there?
Did they hear? No. Boko Haram doesn't have to register to get the support of the people. They don't need to register.
But they have insider. There must be insider there.
But you are here
somebody they trust. Somebody they trust must be there.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
It's very important.
We don't have to join Igbo Union. You are there already. Our dear brother is there already.
No, that's one thing that's important. We have the coordinators. They should come
and speak to you people.
Other ones, I will do the other ones. I told them before, I will do the other ones. I know I can convince as many as possible. But I will not do it without the people coming. You must be, yes.
Yeah, you've heard
I said it many times. I don't know why we should be discussing this every time. I know what I'm capable of doing, but we need others.
Thank you. We need others. What you said.
For my brother, please, you don't know me, I don't know you. I'm living here for more than 25 years. I think, so far, so good.
No. This is Radio Biafra. There's no talking back.
So far, so good. I'm not lacking behind.
You don't speak back.
There are people that are progressing. It's not everybody that's not progressing. We need to know each other. We need to help ourselves. Information is everything. It's not just about money. Information, we need it. We need to exchange information among ourselves.
I agree with you.
Please, it's important.
It's very, very... Yes, I agree with you. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from Cologne.
Yes, and your name is...
Bright Udemba.
Bright Udemba. Did you come out yesterday?
No, I was not there.
Did you come out 2 days ago?
No, I traveled. I came back this evening.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something about the Igbo Union here. Nandi, there is no need of talking about the Igbo Unions because... I would say that the Igbo unions in Germany, they are a disgrace. I'm sorry to say this, but I have to say it because they are my brothers. You see, what happened is that some of them that came earlier, they will be the president, they will be the organizers of the Igbo Union, and they use these areas to make money from the new people who came newly. And they even intimidate them in so many ways, in even ways that I cannot start to mention now. So they ask you how many cars you have, when did you come, we are the big boys here, we are this and that, we are this. I mean, this is all rubbish. So there's no need of wasting our airtime about this Igbo Union something. They are disgraced all over the place. So that is what I have to say. Thank you.
Give us your name and where you are. They call on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Fred Onyale calling from Germany.
Thank you very much. That's our coordinator, overall coordinator in Germany. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to inquire Biafrans there in the forum. Brem, the coordinator, I'm part of you. The brother who is talking of Igbo Union, I want to say that what we are different doing is entirely different from Igbo Union. We have all been in the Igbo Union for years in different parts of the world without any direction, any benefit. So I want you to distance what we are doing as indigenous people of Biafra, fighting for the freedom of Biafra. Distance it from Igbo Union. There are many Igbos, but there are a few. I want you to understand this. I'm in Munchen. I'm a member of the Igbo Union, but how many times have I spoken to the executive of Munchen about Biafra and the realization of Biafra? They don't even care to know about it. Then how can such people be Biafrans? They are just Igbo Union members and their executives, but they don't keep the freedom of Biafra. Are you being in Germany? Is Germany your home? Is your country? How long can you be here? If I may ask you, who is an Igbo Union in Germany? Before you know it, you see Igbo in Germany, Igbo in and Igbo in Ghana. What is the meaning of it? Please, my friend, my brother, what we are talking is the freedom of
Biafrans, not Igbo Union. So let it be like that. And I think this discussion will not track the mind of attention of listeners and Biafrans who are listening all over the world. Please, Biafrans in Bremen, I applaud you. We are doing very well. As many that are ready to listen to the people we are passing, give them, let them receive it. To those who fail to receive it, in the nearest moment, they will hear what will happen. And then they will regret for not doing what we said. Yes, they will regret.
The caller on the line, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone line, can you hear me? No.
Yes, I can hear you.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Thailand, from Enugu.
Aniabosa Solomon from Thailand. Are you one of us in Thailand? Are you part of the family in Thailand?
Tomorrow I'll be in the meeting. I just got the information through a friend.
Okay, go ahead.
And I've called the coordinator here by name, Osi. And he has told me that we'll have a meeting by tomorrow and I'll be there.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My brother, I'm very happy for the good work you people have been doing. It is good that we cannot continue to give slaves at this 21st century. I know we are great people. We have been created by Chukwuma Biama. And I know we have all that it takes to survive. God loves us so much. And he gave us brain to understand everything around our environment. But our problem is that we have sinned against our creator. And the reason why we are perishing. But to cut everything short, what I want to contribute is this. It's all about communication. Our over there in the zoo don't understand this. They don't get this information. And we need to communicate with them. You know, there is no electricity, no access to internet, no sophisticated electronics, so they cannot get this Radio Biafra as we are sharing those distance now. They don't hear us. I think I'm of the opinion if we can have a kind of flyers that can go around, maybe in the universities, in the Biafran land, some of the communities, local government areas, people can read, take the flyers home, and they can show those people at home. With this, I believe we are sending the message to the grassroots. Everybody in Biafran land will hear about it. And the more people are hearing about it, is the more we are progressing. And at the same time, I would love to, like this, your program is very, very good. Educating people more, the reasons why we need Biafra. Sensitizing people more than this argument people in Germany are bringing now. Them, they're supposed to be very happy that you're there with them. They are not supposed to be arguing or drawing back. Please, I'm of the opinion, you shouldn't give attention to those that will bring negative ideas, because negative ideas will lead us, give us only negative thinking. And with this, we are going to fall. Please, people's personal problems should not be aired. If anybody has personal problems, that person should just keep it for the meantime. What we need from people is encouraging words, words that will motivate people, moral support. If people have financial support, good. Physically, when needed, when we go back to Biafran land, we need physical support. Like our brother, somebody called from Lagos, somebody called from, I've forgotten the name of this country in Africa there, that the other person want to donate something, the other person has want to give us computer. these are the type of calls we need to be welcoming at this point in of time.
That's correct.
We don't need anybody that will give us negative ideas. Please, I don't have so much to say, but this is the only thing I want to say. Thank you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We welcome that. There are other people from Germany that wish to say something, please. Any personal problems must be put aside. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have run over 3 hours, but we are continuing because we're in Bremen. Go ahead.
My cable director, this is the PRO from South Africa, Isaac Chidera Samuel, from Abia State in Akamiten, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm calling regarding our Igbo Union people. For the Igbo Union people, the thing that they are talking is not the thing that Biafra cannot come to Igbo Union people and ask them for anything, because we know that there is no light with them. Not only Igbo Union in Germany, even Igbo Union here in South Africa. We cannot come there and ask them for money. How can a radio operator come and ask them for money? That person should examine his brain before he opens his mouth and talk. Because this is a whole nation, a whole country, to come into somebody, a private entity, to ask something. Are you supposed to learn and know what he's talking about? Even because it's the trap issue, you're supposed to know what he's talking before he's opening his mouth and talk. Because he's evil, whatever. Because I know what I know about evil. You know, it's about chiefly to energy, all these nonsense things, masculine things. This is, we are talking about struggling. Let's to restore their frabat. There should be people that come out. But we cannot come out and go and talk to them, because we know that all of them are corrupt with one thing or another. They should change and pray for them and get a salvation to insert themselves from those evil things. They should come out and ask for forgiveness, because I know there is nothing good they can be able to do. They cannot even do anything more than just a key title.
Of course. Of course, that is a fact, and I must hold you there. We understand that they are still part of us. They are our people, and we must commend them for coming to see us this very evening. We like them. As I said before, I was once a member of an Igbo Union, so there's nothing wrong with it. We're not saying there's anything wrong with Igbo Union, but it's just that nothing good comes out at the end of the day. That's what we're saying. And to draw our mind back to what we are doing, what we're saying here today is this. Do you people know the group called Jamaatu Ta Awumil Muslimin? Do you know them? The Islamic Society of Nigeria. You don't know them? Of which their head is the Sultan of Sokoto. You don't know who they are? They are called Jamaatu Ta Awumil Muslimin. I will read what they have on their website. It's here in front of me. Karomonde sent it to me. And I'm asking Ikechukwu Eniago to please make this very page on their website available to every Igbo Union in the world, that their stupidity may come to the fore, that they may realize that Biafra is the only way out of the mess we are in. This is from the Muslims, the owners of the zoo. They have the original document about Nigeria expiring. The full text of that document is with them. They have it. This is from their website. As the amalgamation, Nigeria amalgamation expires December 31, Muslims are telling you, not Radio Biafra, the Muslims are not telling you. The Sultan of Sokoto is telling you. Can you see their website here?
Of course.
And people talk nonsense when it comes to it. I want to kill them. They infuriate me, they annoy me. I'm telling you. I wish I can go and borrow some poison gas from Libya. Is it from Syria, is it? Syria. Go and gas everybody to death. Telling you the truth, because our people are, I don't know, some of them are sick. The head. We will read this from Islam. so they understand. It is here very clear for all to see. As the amalgamation of Southern and Northern Protectorate by the British will be put to an end this year, on December 31st, groups, regions, and individuals have called for a new negotiation to decide whether the country should divide or not. That is why Jonathan is calling for a sovereign conference. They will come out and they'll say we have negotiated a new country. Certain documents, these are Hausas informing you. Certain documents signed into law at the amalgamation of Nigeria in 1914 indicate that the country was created as an experiment meant to last for 100 years and break up if the people are not compatible. Muslims educating you.
Oh my God.
Ndiawosa. What we don't know, they're educating us. Muslims are telling us what we don't know. And we claim we are the ones who are educated, isn't it? This is our point in a sender container. Dear Lord. But following the frequent agitation by those in the South for balkanization indicates that the secret has been known to them. There are strong indications that the United States of America may be gearing up for a possible balkanization of the country following developments in the last few years. This indication is contained in a publication credited to News Rescue in America, where accounts of an article written by Director of African Security Research Project in Washington, D.C., and guest columnist of All Africa Global Media, Mr. Daniel Wolfman, and speakers in an AFRICOM conference held at Fort McNair were given. So let everybody be watchful and Muslims be aware of any possible scenarios that may hinder our dream. May Allah protect all Muslims and save the nation. I have to close the program here because I'm too upset to continue. I'm too upset to continue. I have to shut it down. There will be no niceties this evening. Everybody should go to sleep. In the morning, if you have to go to work, you go to work and slave where you are. I can't continue again. Ikechukwu must make this available. Ikechukwu, you must do this immediately. Every forum, everywhere, you must post this. To let our people know how stupid they are. They are stupid.